You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Let me tell you something so you get this straight. It's not my work that got it this way. My work is clean. Besides, you don't get this shit from amp jobs. That's just a myth.
So what does cause it?
What causes it? The world causes it. This causes it. This causes it. This causes it. Information overload. All the electronics around you poisoning the airwaves. Technological fucking civilization. But we still have all this shit because we can't live without it.
There's a guy I don't know wearing a Chris Crespo shirt.
Chris Crespo radio show. Everybody likes it.
Listen to his shit.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
First, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
But we might as well have a good time.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
What's up, guys? It's episode 221 of Cinema Crespediso. That is right. Oh shit!
You guys hear that?
It should be.
Oh my god, make that louder, man!
It'd be cool if that was louder. There we go. There we go. That's the right one. I got an air horn.
I like
guys,
it. I like it.
Nick,
let me go.
Air horn.
I love it.
Welcome to the beach. I'm on Saturday night.
Yes. What's up, bitches? Welcome to the hottest. Welcome to the hottest movie podcast in Florida.
Oh man, they're all connected there. That sounded weird. Guys, it's episode 221 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, the Crespediso weather report for the month. Man, it's warm this morning, so there you go. The threat level update, current threat level is gold. Now protect your suspicions. That's a weird syntax. I'm not sure exactly what that means. It's a new month, which means we go over the top 10 downloads for the previous month, March 2017. In the U.S., top 10 downloads. Obviously, Florida's number one. We're not going to count Florida. New Jersey. Man, you guys did it this month. California, Texas, Ohio, Virginia, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Missouri. Missouri. Guys, get out of there. Come on. There's better states. International top 10 downloads. What's up, Japan? How you guys doing?
There you go.
Apparently, we got some pretty good downloads there. Also, Germany jumping up there for the month. How's it going? New listeners. Canada, UK, France, Colombia, Israel, Australia. We see you down there, guys. Saudi Arabia, Indonesia. Boy, who's...
What's the biggest jump?
What's the biggest jump? What do you mean, what's the
biggest
jump?
What's your biggest increase? From where?
Man, Japan. Japan's blowing up in Japan.
Nick. Yeah. Give it up for Japan.
Japan. What's up, Japan? We have a guest co-host. Drusa Cogburn is on assignment. As we discussed in the bonus episode, he is venturing off into outer space looking for delicious intergalactic spices to bring back for earthly cuisines. So we'll see what he finds when he comes back on Wednesday. We'll see. He's got some shit out there.
I've seen him posting some things. Looks good.
The Wi-Fi reception in the cosmos is fantastic. I gotta say, it takes a minute to get here, the signals, but once you ride that wave. So sitting in co-host, we got I think he's a three-time guest already. He's been a chameleon. He is our chameleon. Remember that one?
The Russian chameleon.
Yes. Yes, he's the Russian gangster. Or is he the...
I almost wore that suit. I was going to wear it again.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah, the official Nick the Chameleon outfit. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick... Take a drink here. Can you
get it out? Spit it out. Mm. Come on. Let me hear it.
Nick the Chameleon is here. Nick Sharaba. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
How are you doing, dude?
I'm alive.
Yes, you are
walking
alive.
And talking. Got all my fingers and toes. Yeah. Can't complain.
Which is no small feat considering your
you
proclivities
know.
With
I like to wreck things.
Yes.
Mostly my scooters.
Yeah, you like to wreck things that don't seem including to have myself. much coverage, you know.
Yeah.
Cageless. Blah, blah.
You know, yeah, exactly. Two-wheeled motorcycle. That's a two-wheeled...
When you're driving in a car, you're just living life. But when you're on two wheels, you're experiencing life, right? That's what they say?
Yeah, sure.
Zen and the art of motorcycle maintenance.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say, man.
Is that what they say?
You're experiencing life. You're just driving a car, you're just going through life. But if you're on a motorcycle, you're experiencing it.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's why I ride it.
That's why people die for it. Because people die for it all the time, man.
Yeah, I have a couple friends.
What are you going to do when they turn cars into self-driving? It's going to be self-driving only. Are they
going to
have
that.
Self-driving motorcycles? How's that going to work?
BMW, I think, already has one.
And what's the point of a self-driving motorcycle then?
Is it BMW? Yeah, I think BMW has a motorcycle that you can't wreck. Like, you can't tip over, you can't drop it, you can't...
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, and then it's driving down the street and some guy tries to, like, fishtail it, and then it just stops.
I'm sure they could make that automated driving if they can make it to where it doesn't fall over.
But then what's the point of it being doing the driving for you?
That's what I say.
But that's where we're going, though, society, automated driving.
It's going to be a lot harder than that, trust me. Because how many people can afford an automated fucking car?
Well, it's going to be government subsidized once,
oh,
you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So if I can't afford it, they're going to give it to me.
No. The whole system is set.
So everybody gets a car? What are you going to say? The government's just going to give everybody a fucking car?
No, we are going to pay for it. Where do you think the highways came from? Like, they just sprouted out of nowhere. Johnny Apple, okay. Johnny Highway Seed, went up and down America, dropping planting highways in the 1800s. And then now, in the 1900s, we reap the benefits of the
U.S. government's going to be Oprah for us, basically.
You get a self-driving car. It's got to be on a grid. There's a lot going on. What was that? Who is that? Did you hear something? Did you guys hear something?
Did you say this is episode 221?
Steve Etchie, what are you doing here?
This is my 10th appearance, even though I'm going to be here for like 2 minutes. But it counts.
This counts.
I am tied with Kevin. Kevin, you gotta get your soul brother ass down here, because otherwise, I'm gonna beat you. We are totally tied. And by the way, this is episode 221, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that means that for every 22.1 episodes you've ever had, I've been the guest once.
There you go. Congratulations.
I could never do the math on any other guest appearance.
I'm giving you applause. You can't hear the applause because you don't have headphones.
Now.
Competition.
It is a competition.
Well, I'm gonna come back.
It is a competition. Yeah, that's the point. That's why
I'm just gonna stop by on Sundays now.
This
start banging on the window.
I'm going to the vape shop where it's fun.
Oh, he's going to the vape shop and he gives our guest a big kiss. I've been introducing him yet. Steve Etchie, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause.
And he's
Steve
out.
Etchie. And he is out. Oh boy, I hope he shuts the door on his way out. That was unexpected. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill's here. Hurricane Bill, you're just for a
hey guys, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy? Good to see you, man.
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thanks so much for coming on. The missing member of What's the Fuss?
Yeah.
Nick, I've had on Steve 1,000 times, obviously, as he's just made a big show of saying. And we had Rocky on a few weeks ago, the host of What's the Fuss? And
yeah.
Co-host Bill is here. Nick.
Oh, Rocky and Bill
Rocky
show.
And Bill
yeah.
Winkle.
Rocky and Bill.
Yes, the secondary name.
Yes, the better name. I make no bones of saying it. You know, hey, Cinema Crespediso is not the best name for this show, but it's what we're rolling with because it's been 4 years.
It has been 4 years.
Over 4 years. Motherfucker.
I've barely been on one a year.
Putting in that work.
Right, Nick, do you want to be on more?
Step my game up.
That's why I had you on as co-host, man.
Damn.
Well, now that my Crespediso cherries popped, I'm going to be coming in often. I'm going to try to get that record.
There you go. You want it. He's going for it.
I didn't know there. Now, what's the prize?
The prize is the fame and adulation of the people forever.
It's a pride match.
Iron Chef style.
I love it.
Yeah. It is a pride match. And then at the end, when there's the top two, we'll be in a full-on pride style. Is that wrestling? Pride is wrestling.
MMA,
Japanese wrestling. Where's an MMA?
I think it's a
Japanese MMA. We'll fly you out to Japan, where we are now very popular, and the top two guests will get involved in a pride undercard.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably, preliminaries.
Yes, exactly. off TV, Dark House. It's, the house card.
Exactly. It won't be aired.
Yes, exactly. won't be. No. It's just for us. We'll record the audio and put that out.
I still want to be there.
Yeah, I want the video still, though.
for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll record.
That, that'll going be for Japan, us.
We'll put on YouTube. There will be phones everywhere. And cameras. And
probably wouldn't even be phones. Just out of their eyes. It just automatically records what they're seeing.
Very Ghost in the Shell style. Oh, sure. Yes. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes here. Hurricane Bill. Bill Helveston. Helveston?
Helveston.
Helveston.
Yeah.
Helveston?
Helveston.
Helveston.
It's like Elvis. Elvis. Put an H in front of it.
Helvis.
And then ton.
Helveston. Mm-hmm. Helveston. Helveston 1,000 pounds. Helveston 2,000 pounds. 1,000 pounds? How much is a ton? 2,000 pounds.
I think it's 2,000.
Sharaba. Sharaba?
Sharaba.
Sharaba.
Like Karaba, but Sharaba.
Helveston. And Sharaba. This is going great.
Yeah. I like it.
Bill, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, man. It's an honor to be here.
And it's thank you. I said off mic, I'm going to say it again. Thank you for posting a picture of yourself shaved. Because this gentleman, I've only known him with a huge beard. Like, even Nick's got a beard, right? Look at that thing. Quaff beautiful. This guy had a goddamn, like, coal miner's beard he was walking around with. And then he put a picture up a few days ago, clean shaven. I was like, oh, my, who's this guy on my Instagram feed? I don't know who this is. And the Bill.
Yeah.
If you didn't do that, I would have opened the front door. But like, who is
get out of here.
Excuse me, sir. Are you lost?
I
was trying to
think if I had a beard when I met Bill.
I think you were clean shaven.
I think I was clean shaven. Yeah. You had a beard.
We switched it up.
Yeah. Oh, oh my God. I don't. Damn it.
That was years ago.
Where's my dun dun yeah, you, dun? I'm so.
It's a Sunday, man.
I have like five different soundboards, and this is a bunch of. I'm terrible at this.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't recognize me. It's been a decade since I haven't had hair on my face.
So. Yeah, me too. Over like 15 years, yeah. I think. Because it's like, I mean, why? What's the point?
I think the reason
keeps coming back.
I saw the reason why it's been that long when I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, look, I look like a Battletoad now.
That's mean.
That's exactly what I do. I shave and I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have shaved.
That's why. Last time.
I got something to cover up.
In high school, I was like, I look like Rosie O'Donnell. It's not a good look, you know. So, at least on me. Wasn't a good look for me. Not against Ms. O'Donnell.
Well, I mean, you could have gotten, you could have gotten some, stunt work, maybe, out of that.
It was the 90s.
You know, what was that, like Garden of Eden?
East of Eden or something? Oh, I don't know. Not that stunt work. No. I could have stunted for her or Dan Aykroyd.
Is Dan Aykroyd doing that well?
Yeah. They were both in that. That was actually.
That's right.
That was a lot of mass stuffed into the leather.
Yeah. Oh man, those poor wardrobe people every day.
It had to smell so bad.
Yeah, it's like we gotta make. Yeah, at the end of the day, we gotta peel this off under those hot Hollywood lights, guys. What are we talking about? It's episode 221. We're gonna have a good time here. We're gonna start with the streaming pick of the week, which means I'm gonna be playing the theme song, which goes like this.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Cinema Crespediso streaming.
That's right, guys. This is the streaming Pick of the Week time. Here we go.
Oh, the randomizer.
Randomizer 9000.1. The point one, the 9000 was upgrade. Netflix only. This is the upgrade. So here we go. Bill, reach in. Grab one.
That thing's
awesome.
We got a fatty hand.
We all. So do I. I know the terror of fatty hands. Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead and put that. No, put it back. Put it back. Go ahead, Nick. I want you to take one too. We're doing a double pick of the week.
And I tell you, that intro music that really spaced me out. I'm a little high, so.
I warned you, Bill.
I just had it and I dropped it right back in the round.
The randomizer, it's not that random. It's telling you something.
It's got some magnetic pull to it.
It does, exactly. It's making sure you're grabbing the right one. So we are doing double picks of the week this week. First, we're starting with Bill. It's going to say the name of the movie and the service. It should, anyway. I hope it does. Go ahead and let everyone know what is the first pick.
It's one of my favorites. It's Blazing Saddles on Netflix. Oh.
Yeah, I saw they just added that on Netflix.
They did just add it. Here we go. Blazing. I'm writing that down so I can remember it later.
I haven't even actually watched it again, but it is one of my favorites.
Like what? Like when was the last time you watched it?
Blazing Saddles? God.
Yeah. A long time ago,
I couldn't
right?
even tell you.
Especially from start to finish?
On DVD somewhere.
And it's one of those movies where, you know, they say, oh, this movie couldn't be made today.
Yeah.
But it's because, like, the context of it is is lost on today's audiences.
People don't really understand satire anymore, it seems.
Exactly. And what exactly Blazing Saddles is satirizing, which is the westerns of the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Exactly.
The John Wayne westerns. And it's like, where are all the black people, you know? So Mel Brooks is like, I will make one that has a black person. And then we'll see how they would really act, you know,
yeah.
In the old western days. And then, yeah, 2016 is the year Satire died. So.
Oh, yeah.
You could, if you just made it now, I'd be like, yeah, people would just be like, yep, that's the way. We're wild power, that's right. Yeah, that's, fuck this black sheriff. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Man, it's a good movie.
Oh, so good.
And Mel Brooks did that and Young Frankenstein back to back.
Yeah, like instantly.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Young Frankenstein, Gene Wilder come up with it while they were filming Blazing Saddles?
Yes, he was like writing a story down, and Mel Brooks came over and was like, what are you writing? Like between, yeah. And he's like, oh, just have this idea. And he's like, wow, we're making it, we're doing this. And he jumped all over it.
Let me call the studio.
Yeah, yeah. And he had the sway, you know, at the time. Yeah. Awesome.
Mel, it's good to be king.
Yeah, it is, exactly. Right? Man, there's certain people who over time, Mel Brooks had that comedy-wise in the 70s. Spielberg had that going on in the 80s and 90s. A little bit in the 2000s. That's waned a bit in the 2000s. Yeah. He has had some projects not get funded over the years, which is interesting when that happens now. But now, like, depending on the budget, Tyler Perry, like, $20 million or less, his movies get made.
Whatever, yeah.
They all make money.
Yeah.
All 100%, you know. Who else? Will Smith for a while, if you want to make a movie at a certain budget.
He probably still can.
Is it Judd Apatow?
He's had a tough run. Judd Apatow for a minute there.
Will Smith's
got
the money to make the movie.
He's not going to put his own money into it.
I know that. I'm just saying.
That's, he does have the money. He's got it. He knows.
He can pull that on the table and they're like, yeah, are you going
to
do it?
He could take a pay cut and then try to get that back in.
Yeah.
You know, that's the...
Get the percentage on the ticket.
Ryan Reynolds got mad millions off of Deadpool for doing that. Hugh Jackman's getting paid well for Logan for getting that back end.
There you go.
That's what I'm... I love
the back end.
That's what I'm doing here at Cinema Crest Bay. So it's all... I'm all working on the points, man. I'm trying to get that back end.
There it is.
So they got it's got to come from somewhere. So all right, Blazing Saddles, back when satire meant something. Also, man, if you want a satire double feature, Blazing Saddles with Network is like,
ooh,
fucking that'd be a that's a wild two for Network. It's like crazy. I'm mad as hell. I ain't gonna take it anymore. That movie, Nick, that where that line comes from.
What?
I'm mad as hell and ain't gonna take it anymore. Remember? Or in UHF. He's like,
surprise!
That's one of my favorite jokes. These floors are dirty as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Man, that's such a good movie.
That movie's well underrated.
Oh my god, so underrated. Nick, what is the second pick of the week?
Hulu Plus, Rumble in the Bronx.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? I love that movie. R in the Bronx.
Jackie Chan all day.
Hulu Plus.
He's still got a couple movies out. I saw somewhere.
Is he still doing all his own stunts?
I saw something newer.
His stunts
aren't as crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
All right.
And yes, you've seen like newer stuff that he's done.
I was looking through movies the other day and I saw something that wasn't like 2016 or anything. It was probably 2014 or 12.
Yeah.
Between then.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. He's still making some movies. Big budget ones in China.
I wish I could remember now.
China, they're just
cranking them out now.
Yeah, they are. They're putting a lot of money into their movies, and he's a statesman of the industry and everything, and of the country. And so he still does make some action movies, but it's not like
to be expected.
But not like Rumble in the Bronx, where he jumped from like the parking garage, like building, like, that type of shit.
He like created parkour.
Yes, like movie parkour. Yeah. He created like bad decisions on film for people's benefit.
Exactly. The studio's like, what? You're going to let Jackie Chan jump off a building?
And then they're like, he already did it.
Yeah, it's too late.
Here's the footage, and then here's the bill for his broken ankle. He actually broke his ankle when he jumped on a moving hovercraft, like a giant hovercraft at the end. He broke his ankle doing it.
Oh, man.
And then they had to refilm the scene like a week later with his foot in a cast. And then they did like paints it to look like a jean to blend in with the jeans and the sneakers. So if you watch the movie at the end of the movie,
pay attention to that part.
Yeah, one of his legs, you see it's got a, it's like bigger than the other. And it's because he's walking around on a broken ankle or something.
I love little tidbits like that.
Little tidbits. There you go. Do you guys remember? This is probably the first Jackie Chan movie I saw in the 90s. I think so. This is the one that like introduced me.
Rumble in the Bronx? Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Because it got like a theatrical release.
Yeah, exactly.
And they dubbed it in English.
Got all the trailers on TV and all that.
Yeah. I think it was filmed in, I want to say Canada, maybe. One of those deals where it's Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah.
But, there's like one shot of them on a bridge.
And you can see like the Toronto like Maple Leafs arena.
Yeah, it's not good. Not a good, it's like, oh, I know where this is.
Yeah.
It's like in the end of The Incredible Hulk, which takes place in New York City, but then they film a scene that's in like what is essentially the Times Square of Toronto.
Yeah,
and it's like they're running in front of like a very well known like nightclub.
Yeah, it's
and,
like what's that coffee shop that's up there? It's like a
Hortons, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons, yeah. There's like a Tim Hortons in it.
It's like they didn't even bother covering it up.
It's like, we could easily change that, but.
Yeah, but no, it's too much.
Forget about it.
No. What do you think? You've got money here in Dust to Burn? we're making a ridiculous Hulk movie. Probably one of my favorite Jackie Chan movies.
Oh, yeah.
Of all of them, right?
Yeah, I like that one, Rush Hour. The first one I enjoyed.
For sure. Yeah. The second one's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Third one was very disappointing.
I liked his remake of Drunken.
Yeah.
Drunken Master.
The 90s one.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. That one's action crazy.
Oh, yeah. And that fighting style is just... That's pretty much my fighting style, except for actually being able to hit the guy.
Oh, the Drunken Master.
Like, I just look like I'm flailing around.
I'm Drunken Master minus the master.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Some headbutts to the chest, and you're like, oh boy, this is not going well.
And then I realized that it's a mirror.
No wonder you're getting so good at this. No wonder my opponent, you are my equal. You finally give up. It's like, I cannot defeat thee.
How come you're not bleeding?
this is not accurate. I think Drunken Master, Legend of Drunken Master, that one is on Netflix, maybe? So that's another possible double feature if you want to do Rumble in the Bronx on Hulu Plus, and then if you have Netflix, you could check out Legend of Drunken Master. That's out there.
Yeah.
So there you go, people. There you go.
Totally do that.
Streaming pick of the week. Good job, guys. Weeks. No. Picks of the week. There you go.
Yeah.
Guys. Box office recap time. That means we're going to talk about that money. I get that out of here. Box office top five. Nick, we're going to start with number five. Here we go.
Number five. Kong Skull Island.
Oh, shit.
I am looking. I want to see that.
It's good.
8,800,000. Do you want to know numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kong.
Kong
Skull Island is 8,800,000.
Yeah.
Number four, Power
Rangers. Whoa, hold on. Okay. So Kong Skull Island, you haven't seen it?
No.
You haven't
seen Kong.
You haven't seen Kong?
Kong?
I don't,
Skull?
Kong Skull Island. Skull Island?
Could definitely,
Skull Island? Skull?
Could definitely Skull? Order that at a Chinese restaurant. Get the Kong Skull?
Get that Kong Skull. And you don't want to visit...
I would order the Kong Skull.
You also don't want to visit Skull Island because that'll it's just stinky and gross.
Yeah, it's like... It's like it's like swamp mud, but it's just dip.
Yeah. Like, watch your shoes, man. You gotta wear some good boots that you don't mind leaving behind.
It smells like post time in here.
It's just terrible.
Post time, that's nice.
Kong Skull Island has to be like the worst redneck horror movie.
That has to be made.
It's gotta be terrible. Guys, Kong Skull Island is very good, and I definitely recommend checking it out. Whether you're into going to see movies in the theater or you just wait for it so you can see it at home, it's definitely like fun, really cool. It's not like deep or anything.
Yeah, I've just heard only good things about it.
Yeah,
so.
It's exciting. It's good stuff. Samuel Jackson's a lot of fun. He hams it up, you know, he's very like.
How many F bombs does he drop?
No, none, because it's PG-13, despite the action being kind of intense at times. Kind of horrific. Yeah, some people die in some crazy ways, but the blood is minimal. And then there's no, I think, maybe one. Fuck, maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure there was some negotiation going on with that.
It's tough. Well, you know, it's a $185 million movie, so...
they got to recoup.
Warner Brothers is trying to make some money.
Yeah. Well, they have made... 477 worldwide.
Looks like they got some back.
They're getting something. They're doing it. Even when you include the marketing budget there, which is probably another over 100 million. Yeah, yeah. They're making it back there. And then it's going to lead up to Kong versus Godzilla. The franchise. So, more Kong movies, and they're just going to keep... As long as they make money, they're going to keep making them.
A Kong versus Godzilla is going to be awesome.
Which is what they're doing. Probably by 20... I think they're aiming for 2020.
Awesome.
They want that to come out.
All right, society. Because
Godzilla 2 will be 2018 next year, and then Kong versus Skull Island 2020.
All right, society, you keep it together for 2 years, all right? I want to see this.
Exactly, right? Don't crumble yet. I want to see some of this pop art before it all goes to ashes, and we're living in the embers, and then we're telling each other these stories, like in Reign of Fire, where they're recreating Star Wars, about what they're just telling them the story of, like, I'm your father, and the kids are like, oh... And it's actually, that's what we would be doing.
Like in Mad Max?
Yes.
Back in the before times.
Yes, back in the before times. Everyone had their own TV show. There was a family of Armenians.
It was the seven signs of the apocalypse.
Greg Proops, comedian, has this joke about how Ryan Seacrest saved a vessel of Armenian hookers and gave him a TV show. Pretty mean, but also very funny.
And not too far from the truth.
Not too far from the truth. Kong Skull Island, highly recommend it. What's the number four movie, and how much did it make this weekend?
Number four, Power Rangers, with $14,500,000.
What's the total there for...
Total gross is $65 million.
After 2 weeks, 65,
not too bad. Not too bad of a start.
This is the type of thing where they're hoping it's going to make the money on DVD and at home.
Toys.
Yeah, toys. We're probably launching new spinoff TV shows, new movies. They want to... It's a whole new... It's a franchise.
But Power Rangers.
Yes.
Do you think most of that money came from just people around my age and a little bit younger, like for the nostalgia? Or was it... Do you think there's kids actually interested in this?
I think kids are still watching Power Rangers. Okay. I believe they're still into it, just like they're still into... Pokemon, which is also was popular
pretty much
in the 90s.
That's where it's directed at. I think that's where it's going.
Yeah, they keep making it for them in different iterations. And, like if you watch like Nickelodeon or Nick Jr., I'm sure the commercials, the advertisers are pretty heavy. Because then they can go to their parents, I want to see Power Rangers. And the kids' parents are like, God damn it, fine.
Yeah. Right,
let's go. We'll go.
Some parents still like it. That's back to the nostalgia. Some parents may want to go watch that.
Yeah, that's true too. The other day,
I
was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, do you think that it's really just the adults using their kids as an excuse to go watch a Power Rangers movie?
That 100% too. They're like, hey,
I'm
maybe
sure that's happening.
And then they're like, hey, maybe my kid will be into
it.
And then they're going to throw all the old stuff.
And then you got that bond, sharing a moment.
And then they bond. You can't argue with some good familial bonding, right?
Yeah, it's just like a movie.
Just like a movie, right? I mean, families, that's how families do things together, and then that's how they bond. Just like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, that was a very tight family.
Very tight family. They looked out for each other, and they did things together. They were great. They helped each other
out.
Had
dinner every night.
Power Rangers, Texas Chainsaw Massacre crossover. Let's see. Let's make it happen. Yes. What's the number three movie of the weekend?
Number three with $19 million is Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, here we go. I saw Ghost in the Shell. Yeah. Well, it's a adaptation remake sort of the 90s anime, which is made from like 1995, and Japanese anime film, which itself is an adaptation of a manga, so it's like a few steps away from the original story already.
Yeah, I think that was the first introduction to anime I had.
For a lot of people, our generation, our age, around our age, it's Akira.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's Fist of the North Star. And what else is around? Like movie wise, some Vampire D, some of the weirdos.
Yeah,
got into the anime.
I never got into anime at all, Nick. No,
I wasn't too into it, but there's a couple that I liked, and that would be one of them.
Yeah,
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, there's a couple of the seminal ones. This is one of those ones where it's like the Mount Rushmore of worldwide popular anime films from the 90s, right? It's like this, Akira, whatever.
Actually, those are like the only two I really know.
For Western audiences, 100%. And this is the Hollywood version, Hollywood remake of it, adaptation. So they changed something, simplified it quite a bit, actually, I think. And the reviews for it were kind of middling. Not too great. So my expectations were kind of low going into it,
which isn't a bad thing.
It helps. It helped me because I was pretty much into the movie. I enjoyed it.
Awesome.
I thought it looked really cool. The production design was cool. I liked the music, and it's kind of like it's future Japan, right? So it can't not but help but feel kind of Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Ish. At times, right? And
that's always a good place to,
which is fine
to
by
draw
me.
From.
It's like a more colorful Blade Runner, but crazier looking, and this future city. And it's what it's about. Scarlett Johansson. She's her brain. She was like her brain was taken out of her human body, and put into a cybernetic body. It's like a future. It's like the late 2020s, and it's like a Tokyo type city, but it's an international type city where there's like all sorts of everyone's living there, right? And they put her brain in a new body, and then like they train her to be like a weapon for the army, for the government, like a contracted weapon. So she's working for some like Section 9 and there's a hacker who's hacking all the networks and fucking shit up and killing scientists for the company that built her. She's investigating, and then they're all like, "Oh shit, the terrorist hacker is like might turn her and turn her into a terrorist against us and shit." And it's pretty wild. It's wild stuff, man. And that's a simplified version of like the anime and the manga, like a very very dumbed down version of the source material. You know, they went crazy with all the original stuff. This is much
really, really in depth.
This is made for worldwide audiences still, and it's even then it's like dark and weird and I think cool. Yeah, and
you just piqued my interest, that's for sure.
I think it's fun. I enjoyed it. I also saw it in 3D, thinking that the 3D was gonna be like really worth it, and I'm kind of on the fence about it. Yeah, like there were some moments that were cool, but overall,
I had never seen a movie in 3D.
Never, ever once. Not even like
back in the red and blue.
Back in the red and blue days.
None
right?
of the new shit.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of 3D movies. I've only seen like a handful of scenes where I'm like, wow, that really worked well.
And that's the way it is with this movie, where there's a few scenes in the beginning and then like one towards the end where it's like, oh wow, they made use of the 3D. But for the most part, you forget about it.
Yeah.
It's rare when you have like an Avatar where the whole movie, it's like the 3D is amazing. Kong Skull Island, saw that in 3D. Most of it was really good.
Okay.
There's a lot of times where we're, even for like the first 10 minutes of the movie, I was almost like, this 3D is almost distracting.
Oh,
there's
wow.
Like, there's like so much of it, storybook wise. And then it ended up like blending and working well. Doctor Strange, I saw that in 3D. That had good 3D. Oh, wow. I thought I was on a run of good 3D movies. Jungle Book, Doctor Strange, and
those seem like they would work.
They all worked great, especially Jungle Book because it's animated. Ooh. So you're dealing with stereoscopic animation.
A little bit easier to push out there.
Exactly. So I was like, here we go, Ghost in the Shell. Maybe it'll keep going. And that was kind of disappointing. Right. Yeah. So if you're into 3D at all, I would say skip it. If you're more like me, where you're skeptical of it, not even worth it at all.
Okay.
Yeah. But like Avatar 2, Nick, you should see that in 3D. That should be your first 3D movie.
Should I see Avatar first?
Nah, that's
bad. It's not gonna. You don't need to see the first one to know what's going on.
Have you seen Ferngully?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you get it.
Exactly.
Then you get it.
What's the deal with these 4D theaters?
Oh, with the like they spritz water on you, like they moves. Blow wind on you.
Yeah, I heard somebody talking about that.
Yeah, the seats move around.
Yeah, there's one in Orlando somewhere now, I guess, or it's being built.
No, there's one in Orlando because I heard somebody on the radio talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, saying that they've been to it, and it says, moving seat like he's in a little roller coaster almost. Like,
they
spray water or.
Picturing it
smells.
Oh man,
do a little cologne.
It smells too.
Yeah, I'm picturing it like the Back to the Future ride.
That's kind of
like a theme park.
Yeah,
exactly. A toned down version of that is what I'm picturing because it's still a movie theater.
Exactly. He's not going to be.
Well, and he says apparently it's individual chairs, so each chair does.
Oh wow.
That.
Well, it's like I know the theater at the Fashion Square Mall. I was going to call it the Squaw Mall. The Fashion Square Mall has a row of D-Box seats, which is the motion sensor, and it's timed with a movie, and you can jack up the sensitivity, so you can have a low sensitivity, and it just rumbles a little bit, or you can turn it all the way up, and it's like, whoa, jerking you around like you're at the fucking Universal Studios.
I don't even know about these things. Damn.
Yeah, that's been around for a minute. I didn't know that. Someone brought in the full-on 4D.
Oh, yeah.
That's big in Mexico. There's a Mexican company that has like 60 theaters throughout Mexico that has this 4D stuff going on.
Will somebody tell Trump about that so he can realize there's some good stuff over there?
No, he's going to try to stop it. He's like, they're taking away our sense and our wind machines. We need American-made wind machines. Idiot.
Yeah.
Fucking moron. Well. But they've expanded, though, into California and Texas and out in the West. Maybe it's the same company. I want to know. Now I'm going to look that shit up.
Definitely.
I want to go.
I definitely want to try it out.
Yeah, right?
City Walk or Pleasure Island, one of those.
Makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense. It would be at one of the biggest fucking conglomerates in the world. Yeah. You know, they got their shit going
just
on.
Just wondering how much a ticket's going to go for it.
I think it's like $20.
No, that's not bad at all.
The RPX, the big screen over here, it's like $16-18 for the big screen and the 3D.
Oh, so that's why I have to throw in.
Yeah, so for another $4 or $5, that's not bad for a 4D experience.
Yeah. You know what?
Doing that and stealing it online.
this pirate guy over here thinking, what do you think you are? Nick Blackbeard. He's Nick the Chameleon.
Nick the Chameleon.
He's a co-host, but he's also an internet pirate. But he's also a Russian gangster.
That's what I'm saying. Russian mobsters don't worry about the law.
That's true, they don't. Thank you, Bill, for pointing that out. I've been worrying about this the whole time. invite a criminal in and don't be expected when they be committing the crimes.
Exactly.
Right. That's fine.
Stay vigilant, my friend.
So I would kind of say, if Ghost of the Show is like, is it worth going out to see? Eh, sure.
Okay. So like
it's cool.
C minus?
Yeah, C? C plus?
Okay.
C plus, it's fine. B minus, C plus. Okay, it's that, fine. Yeah, enough. Exactly. And I'm not.
It's enough to watch when it gets on a DVD.
Yes, it's enough when TV. It's on DVD. And Nick, if you're like, oh, that's not enough of a recommendation, then you're like, right, man. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm not going to be like, but no.
It's just mediocre.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. I wasn't bored.
Well, that's good. That's what a movie's supposed to do.
Exactly. I was never bored. And I was into like, oh, some of this is really weird and creepy and cool. So it's there. It is. It exists.
Awesome. It exists.
Yeah, they made it.
It is something.
They made it start to finish. It has a story. All there were scenes missing.
There was a plot.
It played successfully in the theater. It filled time. It did. So
basically you're saying if you got like an hour and a half that you don't really care about.
Hour 45. Yeah, and it's...
And you don't want a nap.
You're not hungry.
I'm just saying they did the old... they made it. They put it out to the market. That's very... That's hard to do right
that,
there.
I mean, that's a little bit of work.
That's a lot of work. That's a feat right there. So good job, guys. You made a movie.
that's more productive than I've ever been in my life, so...
And actually, was it... Well, I'm trying to think. Was it... My dad was watching... What's Chips on the top 10 there?
Chips, nine.
Number nine? Speaking of...
I'm surprised it's in the top 10.
Yeah, that's still around.
4 million.
For 4 million?
This weekend.
My dad does the old... someone at his job hooked up like the boxy type thing. And he's all like, I can watch this, whatever is out there on the internet. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know, Dad. I know what pirated movies is. He's been that way his whole life, right? Like with the hot box cable boxes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He always had to hook up for that, too.
My dad used to have one.
Yeah, right. So it's been going on for
my
years.
Dad would have had one. I was watching the scrambled porn.
Oh, well, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, they get my own scrambled porn when they zapped a box and you had to get a new box. You know, they would send out the signal and zap your box. Like, motherfuckers. He pulled up Chips on his boxy thing, and it was the camera, like, in theater, someone recording a version, and so people were, like, laughing in the theater, so he said it had, like, a laugh track. It was like watching a movie with a laugh track.
That was probably the only way to get a laugh out of it.
Right, and and he stopped watching it three quarters of the way through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, he didn't make it all the way through. So I just want to...
Yeah, I've never even made it all the way through one of the trailers for that movie.
It's not... Yeah, when you watch a trailer for a comedy and you don't laugh, it's not a good sign.
It's a slapstick, stupid comedy that has a bunch of explosions and car wrecks. But did you ever watch the show?
Yeah.
Guaranteed to get a car wreck every show.
Actually, I have a story...
Accident, every show.
Actually, I have a story...
Well, they are the Highway Patrol.
They are the Highway Patrol. I have a story about the show and the movie that we'll talk about in the second half. So we'll work that out. We'll talk about the show in a little
bit. We'll put that on the simmer.
Yes, exactly. We'll put it on the back burner there on low bubble. I just want to point out that my mom, my dad was like, no, I'm not finishing this movie. What's the number two movie?
With 47.5 million, Beauty and the Beast.
God damn, that's a lot of money. That Beauty and the Beast. What's the total? Give me the total. It's going to be like close to 400 million.
395.
God damn, that's a lot of money. After only like 4 weeks.
That's just killing it.
But that's domestic. Worldwide, it is 876.
Holy crap. Million.
That's ridiculous.
Now,
oh my God.
I'm sure you heard about the first controversy where that lady like was going to protest it because there's like a gay character.
The gays, whatever.
But yeah, LaFoe.
But did you see the other lady that was complaining because she said that Beast looks like Baphomet and it's sending satanic messages through kids' tailored movies?
Hey, look at that.
That's hysterical. Really?
Yeah. No, I saw the story the other day, and I was like, are you serious?
That's awesome.
Yes.
And then I was like, did you watch the cartoon, lady? Because it looks like the Beast from the cartoon.
Maybe Disney's just been trying to get the children hooked on Baphomet and, you know, sacrificing for the great Lord. We all know.
Because there's somebody stupid.
Is that why?
We all know Disney's an ultra-pagan company, right? That's all about indoctrinating the children into anti-Christian values.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why I carved that pentagram in my thigh.
While you're watching. Watching the lady in the train.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
He's watching Robin Hood. Put this swastika on my forehead.
Right. What are they thinking? What are these people thinking?
Yeah.
It's, are they mentally ill? Is that what's going on? Yeah. This person sees this and like, it's Baphomet.
Yeah, it's gotta be. You know, it's like the guy who saw Taxi and wanted to kill Who was it? John Lennon or?
No, the person who killed John Lennon did. Yeah, Taxi Driver.
For Jodie Foster. Yeah.
So weird.
What the taxi fuck? With Queen Latifah.
No, the person who saw that wanted to kill Jimmy Kimmel.
Or himself.
And then chose himself.
Well, it was.
And America was like, oh, you picked the wrong one. Oh,
man, you could have saved us.
You could have saved us from the Tonight Show. You could have saved us from a lot of shit.
Hey, man, at least the Tonight Show gave...
He's got a ride at the...
Yeah, he got the ride at Universal.
Gave now. The Roots a good... steady gig, so
yeah, good for the Roots. But the Roots also had like a steady
gig. Yeah, I know. But now they don't have to work hard; they just sit on stage and make tons of money.
Yeah, sure, and play 45 seconds on the cover song. They cut the commercial like, "Oh, we're done. We're taking a break." This guy ruffled Donald Trump's hair. Did you see that? Beauty and the Beast make a lot of money being sued for indoctrinating children as they should. Motherfuckers. So what's the number one movie?
Number one with $49 million is The Boss Baby.
The Boss Baby. Alec Baldwin is The Boss Baby. When I saw the trailer for this in front of like Lego Batman, it's one of these movies that look like a fake movie.
Yeah.
Like Funny or Die Skit.
Wait, that's number one?
Yeah, it was number one. I said last week it was going to make a shit ton of money because there hasn't been a good family movie. Not even good. There hasn't been a big family movie out.
You know, that makes sense.
Yeah, in a couple months. Kind of the big first one since Lego Batman, which was early February. And this is early April, 2 months later pretty much. So
yeah. I guess that does make sense. It's something that probably has some good adult jokes in it that will fly over the kids' heads.
Well, that's the thing. My mom was hoping for that because when she saw the trailer, I think she saw the trailer in front of Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, "Oh, I want to see The Boss Baby. That looks funny. I like Alec Baldwin." So she went and saw a matinee yesterday or 2 days ago, and she walked out after like 30 minutes.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so both my parents rejected movies this weekend part way through. She was like, "This."
Why'd she walk out?
Because it was not good. It was not funny. It was not amusing. She was like, "This is stupid." And she was there by herself. She's like, "What am I going to sit through this whole fucking thing?"
That is one of those toss-ups, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. It's either going to be hilarious or...
Exactly. And if it doesn't keep her... Leave. If it doesn't keep her attention, she's like, "I'm out of here. This is fucking bullshit."
Well, I truly haven't seen anything on The Boss Baby, so I can't.
Well, then you're not missing out, man.
From the cover and the fact that it has...
Doesn't look dumb?
Alec Baldwin. I like Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's fine. He's fine.
And him to be a boss. He's the boss in 30 Rock.
And he's the boss baby. He's the boss.
That's what I would assume this to be about. Not about, but...
I think it's like a mafia... Is it a mafia boss or like he's a CEO?
No, he's like the whole... I think that he's trying to make sure that there's not enough love to go around. And puppies are getting too much of the love.
All right.
So they're trying to find a way to get the babies to get more
love. I see why your mom walked out.
Yeah.
You lose me.
And there's a part where like he takes out a roll of money and like he has his older brother. Like he smacks him on the cheek and throws money at him. He's like, "Get me a tuna roll or something." Like but it's not a quote. He's like, "So give me a tuna roll." You know,
but it's a baby.
I'm the shadow. Because they went with Michael Keaton for Batman because I was an alcoholic in the 80s. Did you
know that? I didn't know that was why.
No, it's completely hearsay. I think I may have just made that up to you.
Well, it sounds like it could be true.
Just try to get that cease and desist from someone. If it says Alec Baldwin's lawyer, I'll even take that. Frame it hanging on the wall.
There you go. Get some notoriety.
Put out an immediate retraction. I mean, it's all good, right? That's how that works.
I think so.
What's he going to sue me for? My tablet? This thing probably works. Boss Baby. My mom didn't like it. There you go. New movies coming out on DVD this week. The Office Christmas Party comes out on DVD. That had a big old cast of people.
I'll probably watch it if it comes on HBO or something like that.
That's all in the movies.
Yeah, was it good?
It's worth watching. What is it? I almost...
At home?
At home.
Yeah.
HBO. That's what I was looking for.
HBO in the comfort of on your couch as opposed to... Yeah.
It's...
just like an entertaining comedy.
I like Jason Bateman. And then Jennifer Aniston's in it. Again,
what about T.J. Miller? What about him?
He's T.J. Miller. He's just doing T.J. Miller.
Sure.
He's. I haven't seen him do anything else than T.J. Miller.
So it wasn't
him in Silicon Valley is what I really know him for.
So you're not you're not really raving about this movie. You're not selling me on it.
It's funny. It's got its parts.
It's okay. Just fine. What about Courtney B. Vance, the guy who was Johnny Cochran in the O.J. Show? The black guy. How's the black guy?
I don't even remember.
You don't even remember
forgettable.
The black guy. Unfortunately, forgettable.
He was a boss of some sort, like a CEO. He didn't really have that huge of a role.
Didn't have much to do.
He shows up in the end.
True. Well, fair enough. That happens. Okay. All right, so there you go. Nick's rave review of Office Christmas Party. Guys, check it out. It's going to be on DVD this week. Also coming out, Patterson is a really small movie with Adam Driver where he plays a bus driver in Patterson, New Jersey. And his name is Patterson. and it's about him like driving around and the people he picks up, and it's from the director of movies like Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai, and Only Lovers Left Alive, a lot of like really arty American indie films. You know,
I don't know if it's the weed, but just that description just blew my mind, because the city's Patterson.
Patterson, New Jersey.
His
real name's place.
Patterson.
His name is Patterson. He's a bus driver.
In real life, his last name's Driver.
Yes.
And he's playing a driver.
He's playing a bus driver, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had all that correct.
That's all. That is all 100% correct. Those are all facts. That's factually correct, Bill. That's the Hurricane. He pays attention. Yeah, and it's coming out on DVD. And it was really well reviewed, but it's also a really tiny movie.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm making sure to bring it up. So if people see it, like, Patterson, what's this? Well, now I'm telling you what it is.
Well, I generally liked Adam Driver, so
I like him too.
Give it a shot.
I like him too. And he was also in that Star Wars thing, right? Which is pretty big.
Yeah, I think he had a role in there.
I think he had something to do with it. He's going to be in the new one, episode 8.
It's probably reoccurring.
They did put something in the middle, that Rogue One Star Wars story.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Well, now's your chance.
Yeah. Is it coming out?
Comes out on DVD, home video, streaming, et cetera, available this week.
I heard that one was really good.
It's fun. It's a good movie. Yeah. It's a war movie.
Yeah,
so it's intense. Only the second Star Wars movie to be PG-13.
Oh.
After episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, which had Anakin getting cut down his hands and legs and left for dead on the side of a lava beach.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he even had the high ground at that point, too.
He did. And he's like, yeah, I have still the high ground. Really cut him up. What a dummy.
A long time ago, I was supposed to come in here after the chameleon, and I watched all 6 of the, because I'd never seen Star Wars. And I watched all of them.
You did?
And ended up writing down a whole sheet of questions about this damn movie I remember one of the things, like, how the fuck does nobody know the prone position to shoot? Everybody knows shoot from the hip.
They all say, pew, 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 yeah. My favorite part is when you watch them, there's this one guy, I think in episode 1, when he shoots his hand pistol, he puts a recoil on it, and he was like, this, it's a laser pistol.
Yeah,
it's not supposed to
have any of that.
Exactly. And he gives it a recoil, and they go with it.
I got a whole bunch of questions.
You got to find your questions.
Yeah,
you got a bonus show there.
We could have nerded it up.
Because I was, I didn't.
So you
get why people like it, but I don't get why people like it.
Okay. You know what? That is a bonus show. We'll do a whole bonus thing where Nick talks about episodes 1 through 6. Have you seen 7, Force Awakens?
No.
All right, we can watch that. Maybe even Rogue One. Make sure you see them all, and then we'll do a whole. Yes. Awesome.
There you go.
Great. Great. Teaser. Perfect.
Now I gotta watch them.
No, we're gonna watch them. I'll make sure. We'll make it happen now.
You made your bed, buddy.
What are new movies come out in theaters this week, Nick?
Theaters this week. First one is The Smurfs.
Yes.
Lost Village.
They're doing a whole... Remember when they put out that Smurfs movie a few years ago with Neil Patrick Harris?
Barely.
And it was like a live action. It was like the Chipmunks. I was going to say Chippendales.
Yeah.
It was like the Chipmunks style with Jason Lee. Very successful movies. They tried with The Smurfs.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they made 3 of them.
Yeah.
The Squeakquel. And then the Road Chip.
I completely missed all of them.
You forgot those? Oh, you missed them?
I've actually seen the first two.
Have you?
Yeah, well, they play them on, like, FX or something, like, during the day.
They do. Yeah, for kids.
Yeah.
For the kids that are at home, homeschooled kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are not being in school. They're watching TV.
Exactly. you got an A in...
Yeah, you got
an A in TV listings.
Yeah, good job. You got an A in leaving Mama alone while
she drinks wine and takes Xanax.
And takes care of this headache. So,
yeah.
Oh, this headache.
It's not the drinking, it's you kids.
So they did that. The Smurfs didn't make that much money. So instead of doing a Smurfs 2, recorrect animated version. Here we go.
Probably a better decision.
Most likely, yeah. Well, I saw the trailer again in front of like Lego Batman or something. It's like, oh, this looks more like in line with the spirit and tone of the original cartoon. What else has come out in theaters?
Next is Going in Style. It's with Morgan Freeman, Joey King, Anne Margaret,
and
Michael Caine. That's right. He's always in.
Michael Caine is all. If you need an old man, you go out and you get
a distinguished old man, British man.
Michael Caine. And you also, if you need a black man, you get Morgan Freeman.
Is this just another one of those like bucket list type movies?
It seems that way, yes. Old guy is doing something. Here they're robbing a bank.
Ah.
Directed by Zach Braff.
Oh, wait. You know, I did hear about this. They then like their pensions get stolen or something.
Yeah, it's from the bank, so like we're gonna rip off the bank that stole from us.
Yes.
It's like hell or high water, but with old people and sort of a comedy. But directed by the guy from Scrubs.
Might be worth watching when it comes out.
That Zach Braff?
That Zach Braff, yeah. The Scrubs Zach Braff. And it could be worth watching because Zach Braff is a funny individual at times. He's made some okay. I like Garden State.
If he allowed his friend Donald Faison to help him, I think I'd be a little more into it.
Yeah, see if Donald Faison shows up, then he'll find you, then he'll go over. What else is coming out?
The Case for Christ.
The Case for Christ. It's some Christian exploitation. It's one of these overtly Christian movies, faith-based films is what the industry calls it. You know? Just like how they call a movie for a black audience, it's called an urban film. Because they're afraid to call it a black movie. The code word. So the code word here is it's a faith-based movie. But what it really is Christian exploitation, right? They're exploiting the audience that's very underserved, to be fair. Very underserved when it comes to movies, big-budget movies. So these small companies step up and they make low budget films and sometimes they hit. That's how you have God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2. That one got a sequel because the first one did well enough. Kirk Cameron made a couple, right? Fireproof when he was a fireman.
Yeah.
And another one where he was like addicted to porn. Or maybe the Fireproof one where he was addicted to porn. And one of them is addicted to internet porn.
Well, no, I didn't watch either.
I didn't watch him either, unfortunately.
Don't count me in on that. I
did see the Nicolas Cage, version of Left Behind. A few years ago, which is the Left Behind series that was made into a really bad like direct-to-video series in the 90s, direct-to-video movie series.
Left Behind,
which is all about the rapture, where one day God just decides, okay, all the believers, all the Christians, like, boom, you're in heaven. All the people left on Earth have to live in the chaos, the next 7 years of chaos, which is then that leads up to Armageddon, all the shit that leads up to the end of days, right? It begins with the rapture. And they did a series of those really cheaply in the 90s. Kirk Cameron was involved in those, I think. And then like 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, they did another version, a quote, big budget version, but it was still super low budget, with Nick Cage. Nick Cage was playing the airplane pilot.
He must have lost on the roulette table or something. Huh?
I think it was like the last movie he had to do to pay off his tax bill. And then it was like, this is it, then I'm done. But he still makes shitty movies, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just makes shitty movies.
He just likes
He just enjoys it.
I mean, he does. No hate on Nick Cage.
He does. No, he honestly does just enjoy working, and he's just cranking them out. And if he finds something that interests him about it, he'll do it.
He got offered more.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably true.
Samuel L. Jackson. He'll take whatever he gets good.
What? Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
You want me to be there? You paying me? All right, I'm here.
I mean, he said that mentality of, like, the work. What if the work dries up? I can't let the work dry up. I got to keep working.
Yeah.
So he does this movie where he's an airline pilot, flying a commercial airliner, and then the rapture happens, so people on the airplane disappear, and then they're like, they got to land the airplane. So, like, all the crazy shit's happening in the world, but the whole movie takes place in the airplane, so it's really low budget. It's
weird. The whole movie?
Yeah. Almost the whole movie's on the airplane. And Nick Cage is a pilot, but he's like, but it's weird. It's like he's on
these
Xanax.
These motherfuckers disappeared. You didn't get sucked up. Sucks to be you.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, where did they go? And Nick Cage is flying it, and
we're running out of fuel.
Yeah. What are we gonna do now?
But he's like,
I don't want to land down there. It's some crazy shit going on.
But my favorite part of Nick Cage is when he's like over the top. Nick Cage is like acting thing. And in this movie, he's very low key the whole time. Just like, we're gonna fly. We're gonna fly the plane. We're gonna land. It's okay. It's weird.
He doesn't do.
But it's like he seems Xanaxed out. He does that a couple times in movies where he seems like way too chill.
Yeah, he doesn't do like downplayed very well. Like,
it's kind of boring sometimes. It depends on the movie, I think. What else is coming out? Also, the reason I want to bring that up, though, Case for Christ, past guest of the show, Brett Rice.
What?
Is in this movie.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Yeah, that guy, right? The signature right there. You see?
The one right next to mine.
Right next to yours. Or the Brett Rice. That's our homie.
The one that can actually sign his name. I have to write mine in print.
He has by far the best signature on that table. He has a signature of a man who has signed autographs for
exactly
as part of his, you know, because he's been in a shit ton of movies. And he's actually two movies now that are in theaters. Because just playing now, like, it's playing in Winter Park. I want to go see it. Time is limited. But he talked about when he was on the show, a movie called Heartbreaker, and it's a movie where he's like the co-lead, and he plays like an old, kind of down and out billiards expert, and it's based on a true story, and he meets a young Korean lady who wants to become a billiards master. This is a true story. And
is that Jeanette Lee?
It might be, actually.
The Black Widow?
Yeah. It might, is it? I don't want to check. And he trains her And he trains her, and yeah, she becomes like amazing.
That sounds, I could watch something
and then,
like that.
And then, of course, like the friendship makes him a better person, et cetera. Let me see. I'll go up and pull up Brett Rice on the IMDb. This guy was in Forrest Gump.
Oh, wow.
He got punched in the face by Wesley Snipes in Passenger 57.
Excellent.
I asked him about that. I was like, what was it like being in that movie? And he's like, you launch her into this great story. I was like, oh, this guy is awesome.
Rice? Hmm? The Brett Rice.
Plays a character called Mina Lee. Yeah, that guy, Brett Rice. He was in Super 8.
Did you just say Brett Rice?
That's crazy, man. That's awesome.
Brett Rice. Yeah, he's fantastic.
My buddy plays a lot of billiards, so that's why I'd be interested to see how that works out.
Oh, man, check that out, then, for sure. So he's got a couple movies out. Friend of the show. We'll try to get him back in here soon enough. And what else is coming out in theaters, good sir?
Colossal. A woman discovers that severe catastrophic events are somehow connected to the mental breakdown from which she's suffering. What the...
Yes, Colossal is...
Do you know anything about this?
It's directed by a Spanish fella from Spain. When I say Spanish, I mean like European Spanish.
Spanish.
His name is Nacho Vigalondo. And Nacho is a more common name over there, I guess. And he did a movie a few years ago called Time Crimes, a time travel movie, a low-budget time travel movie that is fucking fantastic.
Really?
He wrote it, directed it, even like acted in a small role in it. I highly recommend people check it out. If you find it under its Spanish name, it's like Los Cronos Crimenes. But it's called Time Crimes. It's fantastic. Time Crimes. He did another movie with Elijah Wood, which I have yet to see. And then this movie, which is like his version of a monster movie, like a kaiju film, the Japanese kaiju movies. And it's his version of that, but it's got like supposed to have crazy design. It's his twist on it or whatever. And it's coming out in limited release, and it'll be playing here in Orlando in a few weeks at the Florida Film Festival.
Ooh.
So, but only one screening, so if people want to see that at the fest, you got to get your ticket. As a matter of fact, I have a press pass, which gets me into screenings at the fest, but only if seats are available.
Yeah.
For Colossal.
You're going to go ahead and get a ticket.
I'm buying them over. Excellent. Yeah, 100%.
Jason Sudeikis
is it? I think Anne Hathaway as well. Anne Hathaway's the lead. She's the lead actress. So
I'm not going to lie. When he said Colossal, the first thing I thought about was Arby's.
Got the meats.
Know where I'm going after this?
It worked. Aha. That's how I get those Arby's residuals.
I'm trying to help you out here.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So there you go. That's new movies come out in theaters. Let's take a quick break, guys. Crespo Disco time. One of my favorite parts of Ghost in the Shell was the soundtrack. Had some good music going for it. And the soundtrack was composed by this guy, Clint Mansell. He's been around for a while. He's been doing soundtracks for a lot of good ones. So since that's not available out there yet, I couldn't find it to share with you all. Instead, I got a couple other Clint Mansell penned movie things for people to listen to. So the first one is for, remember Noah, the Russell Crowe movie from a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He played Noah. Clint Mansell did the soundtrack for that. And he also did the soundtrack for another movie a lot of people don't know about called Stoker, S-T-O-K-E-R. Came out a couple years ago. I think it's on HBO. It's like a crazy gothic romance horror type thing.
It's
with
a movie that's like playing right now on HBO?
Yeah, I think it's available on the HBO Go or On Demand, and that stuff.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, then. That's where I saw it last. It's with Nicole Kidman is in it. And
I love me some Nicole Kidman.
Man, it's an intense movie. Right. It's good. It gets kind of fucked
Not
up.
Not so much her acting.
She's good in it, though. She plays like what's the setup? It's like she is... you guys, just watch it.
All right.
So here are a couple songs, guys. Listen to them. We'll be back with the second half of 221. Winnick Shararaba, right? That's how?
Shararaba.
And Bill Helveston.
Helveston.
Helveston. Helveston. Bill Hell's help 1,000 pounds. It's 2,000.
We haven't figured it out. We'll be right back.
What's the fuss?
Hey, Archie, shouldn't we have done a Cinema Crespediso commercial by now?
Shouldn't we have? Yes, we should have, yeah.
Bill, yeah. Why didn't we do that?
I don't know. Etchy, why didn't we do that?
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that.
No,
oh,
I didn't
shit.
Do that.
Don't Bill? Look at me. I don't have any ideas. I hate commercials.
Let's play a clip then. I just got a letter from the police.
Dear Rocky, yeah. Thank you so much for your annual donation of $12 and one sign that said GFY. We can only imagine because of your generous contribution that stands for good for you. Sincerely, Police Department.
A product of radio. Hello, Cinema Crespediso listeners. This is Chris from BYOCB, the podcast where we drink, we laugh, we drink, inviting you to join myself and my co-host Alex as we take you out of a studio environment and into different environments that revolve around enjoying a few adult beverages with your friends. Check out our stuff at BYOCBshow.com or give us a follow on Twitter at BYOCBshow.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
What's up, guys? We are back with the second half of 221. It's me, Nick, Bill. Guys, what's up?
What's going on?
We're all feeling good, right? Had a good break?
Yeah,
good
that break was...
Productive?
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Delicious.
For sure. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Nick, where can people find you on the interwebs? Where would you like people to find you if you wanted to?
I am Nick Sciarrabba on Twitter, but I don't really do anything there.
You're at I am Nick Sciarrabba?
Yeah.
I'm at I am Chris Crespo.
I started the at I am.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought Diddy did.
No, I started that way before Diddy. I did this shit way before. I think it was my first name when I came on Twitter.
Was it?
Might have been my second.
Okay.
Probably my second. All
right. Fair enough. Wait, you had a first name?
I think it was just Nick S or some stupid shit.
Nick the S? Nick the Chameleon?
I should have gone with Nick the Chameleon.
Might still be available.
I'd have to get on Twitter
and actually bother and actually care about it. Yeah. And so it's just that you just want to put that out there. You don't put anything else for people to find it. You don't really.
SBK Live.
SBK Live.
Yeah. SBKLive.fm.
It is on.
There's nothing.
It's on hiatus really. For a while,
it
but
is.
You know, it could always come back.
KidneyForKevin.com.
KidneyForKevin.com for sweet. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. He got himself a donor. That's all going
that's
through.
That's great.
His surgery is scheduled for the end of May, but it's going to be a lifelong fight, though. So keep checking out KidneyForKevin, see how you can help, et cetera, et cetera.
Eventually, there'll be a show back out.
Hopefully, yeah.
Kevin keeps talking about it.
Good.
Kevin does like to talk.
He's waiting. He's got to wait
but for. He's really good at it.
I think he
is really good. He's actually really good at it.
I think he's waiting for the surgery and all that, right? So probably.
Yeah that makes sense. Likely. That makes sense.
It's right down the road. He's going to have to take a break anyway after the surgery. Unless you could podcast from the hospital bed, all morphined up.
That'd be great. That'd be a good show.
That
could be pretty entertaining.
Today's in Tampa. We'd be, make sure to be there to do it.
I wish I still had.
He's like, I'm Kevin. I do not give my consent to be recorded. Like, we don't care. We'll edit that part out.
I've secretly recorded him once in the car as we rode around, and then showed him it later, and he was laughing his ass off. And as soon as he was done watching it, he looked at me. He's like, "You got to delete that shit." He's like, "Don't ever record me."
Out there, things he would say when he doesn't know. Yeah. Precisely.
Oh, it was funny as shit.
That's so true. All right, well, there you go. Check out all those things. Thanks, we appreciate that. Bill, we're What's the Fuss?
Yeah, that's you can find us What's the Fuss Facebook.
Yep.
Find us at What's the Fuss on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me.
Yeah, we're coming up on you
at Hurricane Bill 24 on Instagram.
There you go. The Hurricane Man.
Billy Helveston on Facebook. You can email me at snoop325@AOL.com.
Snoop what? 325?
@AOL.com.
It's still around, huh? Didn't even know that was still here.
And then, if you're into punk rock and roll music, you can check out my band at eattheelderly.com. We'll soon have a Facebook too.
I told you, I knew that.
Eat the Elderly is a great band name, isn't that? Is this a band that's been reformed, right?
Yeah, this lineup. The last time we played together was about a decade ago. About as long as it's been since my face has been shaven.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, roughly that one.
And now the band's back together. You're like, rebirth, shaving it
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, it makes sense. A whole new thing coming.
Punk rock band?
Punk rock. Nice. You know, we just like to get down, have fun.
When's the first show, man?
We're working on booking it. It's going to probably be the end of this month.
Oh, it's soon.
Yeah, we're going to try to probably have it at Uncle Lou's, but we'll see what goes down.
End of this month. Oh, man.
I was hoping Odin's done.
If it was around, that's most likely where we would have done it.
Have to kick those doors down. Still be in there.
We could go play there, but it's a church office. I'm not sure they'll approve of the music.
Yeah,
but
did anything move into that spot? Is that spot?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a church office now?
Yeah. We just got to change the name of the band, too. Can't tell them. Hey, yeah. We got this Christian band called Eat the Elders.
I think the sign still says Odin's Den, too. In that
plaza. Well, yeah, there is. Does it? Yeah, there's still a sign there.
Nice.
Yeah, those lazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I definitely want to try to make it to that show.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you missed that one, I'm sure we'll be playing when we do the What's the Fuss band punks rock show, which will be we're shooting for May on that one, so
right on, there you go. Excellent Very good. Guys, follow the show on Twitter @CrespoDiso, Facebook Cinema CrespoDiso, and Instagram Cinema CrespoDiso. You know it goes. Rate us, review us on iTunes. We need the help. Also rate and review What's the Fuss.
Yes, please
do. And I think there's a Yelp for people, so if people want to rate Nick on there, there's some sort of people Yelp.
What?
Someone's trying to make like a Yelp for people where you can rate other people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, rate me, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to
join. I want one of those too.
You have a rating for dick?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a scale. It's like the size of the dick.
I'm pretty sure that's what I get.
This person's been rated dick.
Rated dick. And then it's like a big dick. And you're like, oh, look, this one's got a big dick. And you're like, no, that's not what it means. That's not what that
it's
means.
It's not the same thing.
It's not that type of act. No, that's incorrect. Eat the Elderly, man. You got to eat them, got to beat them.
Yeah.
Beat them.
That name, we were just, really, it was me and my buddy were just making like funny band names.
Yeah.
And when I said that, he goes, oh shit, I'd actually play in a band called that.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah, and then after like we've been playing for a while, I looked at him, I was like, you know, it's kind of fitting for a Florida punk rock band to be Eat the Elderly.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
In theory, if you think about it, old people come here to die.
Yes.
So technically Florida eats the elderly.
Yes, know? It does.
So it got like deeper once I like started actually thinking about it.
Yeah, it actually works.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fun. And you sing.
Yes, I'm the singer.
The vocals.
Yes.
That's fun. I've done vocals in a band before. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we practiced in one of them rental storage units. And then our only show was when we invited a bunch of people out to see us play our only four songs out of the rental unit.
Four songs.
Hell yeah.
We had four songs.
That's good.
One of them was...
How many people were in your band?
Five people. Two guitarists, a bassist, a drummer, and me.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah. Oh, you got a five-piece?
Yep.
A punk rock two. Yeah, nice. That's rare. Punk rock usually three or four.
Yeah, well, we got that lead guitar helps a lot because we got like John McGulley. Yeah. He does like crazy bendy solos.
Oh yeah,
so it like adds a lot more depth to it.
A lot of them arpeggios. That's fun. No, we had one song where it was sort of cheating. They wrote the song where we need lyrics, and I was like, I'll just do a bunch of Johnny Cash lyrics, and like it was end up being a Johnny Cash tribute song.
Yeah,
so
well, that works.
So it was like a bit of Man in Black, a little bit of Ring of Fire. I knew it was Ring of Fire, and then it just ended with me yelling Ring of Fire. I fell into Ring of Fire over and over and over. It was ridiculous.
Sounds like a rocking time to me.
It was a rocking time. I have a CD of it upstairs that doesn't work anymore, but you can still look at the CD. Like,
very nice. This is it.
It might be the only existing copy of it, as a matter of fact. I recorded the vocals in some dude's closet.
Nice. The recording that we just found, I recorded in the guy's bathroom.
Yeah.
That's where I sang it.
Yes. There you go. You need the little tight space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great acoustics.
Good acoustics. He's arriving in my closet. I was like, all right. That was not. They said you were like from Full Sail. I was expecting something, you know, intricate. He's like, no, you're in my closet. And then I'm in the closet like screaming like an idiot. And then he's in the next room in the living room watching basketball. I remember he was watching basketball.
Awesome.
And then at one point, like between one of the takes and one of the songs, he made some comment about like, I was like, you know, if I didn't know like you were recording something, it sounds weird, you know, just some dude screaming in the next room. Yeah, this is very strange.
Yes,
it's very strange.
I agree with you.
Thank you for making me more self-aware about
this song. Appreciate that.
Yeah, dickhead. Anyway, rock and roll's fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. That's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. All right, let's see. Let's get started with speaking of rock and roll. I'm going to see that button. I'm going to hit it every time. Speaking of rock and roll, we have our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado, Billy D. And he's got an intro, and it goes like this.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
There we go. That's right. Billy D hits us up every week, and now we're going to have Nick read it. Nick, here we go.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Billy?
I'm about to kick off this week with a rock show. Going to see Norma Jean in the Always Awesome He Is Legend in a small venue in Greenpoint.
What? Norma Jean and He Is Legend? What is this, Bill? 2004? 2005? Yeah,
no idea.
Something like that.
Then
Steve Etchie's gonna be the thumbs up. He's back. He ran off and he came back.
So sneaky.
He is sneaky. Vaping it up. What's up?
I can't see him though. Like, he's behind.
Yeah, you don't have to see him. You can smell him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like his version of the cowbell. Norma Jean and He Is Legend. I can't get over this. All right, go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Finishes off with "It's gonna be rad" and also very very loud. Okay. This week I finished Legion on FX. It was pretty fantastic.
Word.
Can't wait to see where season 2 goes. They did a great job with that series. It was impeccably edited and shot. Beautiful art direction and production design. Solid performance. See Legion. I also caught a fun little movie on demand called The House on Willow Street. It's about a kidnapping gone awry. What do you do when you've kidnapped someone who's been possessed?
What do you do if you kidnap someone who's been possessed?
You get an old priest and a young priest.
Yeah?
You leave.
No, you leave the kidnapped person. It's already a crime. And then you're going to bring in other people? It's like, hey, I need you to depossess this person that we kidnapped. They don't want to be here.
Good point.
And then they're aiding and abetting your kidnapping.
I just let them go.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you got the church involved,
walk away.
Maybe get a little... little help there. Yeah, maybe that'll get you out of it.
Sanctuary.
So then you could spin it like, you know, I kidnapped her because her parents wouldn't do anything about the demon in her.
Okay.
So that's why I got these priests to help me. And see, it was actually me trying to help.
So we're doing it.
Who you call?
The ghost.
Do you have somebody?
You call the exorcist bus.
Or do you just start calling churches?
I'm not going to just throw names out there.
You call the Demon Busters Network.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, guys. There we go. Juice the guy, Gwen versus the world. Juice the guy, Gwen versus the world. Nick Shiroba's Juice the guy, Gwen.
I liked it. Good job.
Thank you very much. That's not the song. It's a very short song. Yeah. You know what? Let's finish reading Billy's email, and then we're going to do the trivia round of Juice the guy, Gwen versus the world. Nick, go ahead.
Important questions being asked here. It was glory and silly and a bit repetitive, but a fun little horror film was worth the shot when it comes to hitting streaming services. Now I have to binge the experience before I get my face melty. Stay cool, Billy D.
There you go. Thanks, Billy. We appreciate it. Hit him up on... You can hit up Billy on Twitter at I Love Blood. That's his name. I Love Blood.
Oh, wow.
That's a good punk rock band.
Yeah, that would be a good... That's definitely a good punk rock name.
We are I Love Blood. We are from Germany. We are Germany's I Love Blood. This is this week's Juice of Cogman vs. the World. Drew is 7-2 this year. Bill, you're playing for the world.
Oh,
Nick,
boy.
You're playing for Drew. Drew actually lost last week, so you get to go first in this week's game, Bill. I tried to make it easy. This one is like it's an easy yes or no, 50-50 chance, that type of deal. The name of the game is Robocopus Hypercubus. I'm going to give you the name of a movie character. These are all movie characters. Or pop culture characters. I'll explain. These are all like actual like actual characters. I'm not making any of these names up, right? I'm going to give you the name. You tell me if this is a character from the movie RoboCop, from the very first one from 1987. So yes or no?
All right, okay.
Is this character from RoboCop or not RoboCop, okay? Yes or no? Number one. Oh, actually, you get two groups. There's A or B. Groups of five. You got to choose your poison. Which one do you want, A or B?
B.
Okay, B. Here we go. Number one is this character in RoboCop. Erwin M. Fletcher.
Yes.
No. That's Fletch. That's Chevy Chase and Fletch. Number two, Clarence J. Boddicker.
Yes, that's... Yeah, yes,
100%. That's correct. Number three, Leon C. Nash.
Yes.
That's correct. Yes. Number four, Sergeant Al Powell.
No.
That's correct. That's Reginald Val Johnson from Die Hard. Number five, Lieutenant Hedgecock.
Yes.
That is correct. 4 out of 5, Bill. Woo, look at
all
that.
Right.
Nick, all right, buddy.
Woo.
Yes or no, is this a character from RoboCop? Number one, Dick Jones.
Yes.
That's correct. Number two, Kyle Reese.
Yes.
No.
Damn.
That's from the Terminator movies. Number three, Argus Filch.
Argus Filch?
Correct.
Yes.
No, that's from Harry Potter. Number four, Bixby Snyder.
Yes.
Yes, that's the...
It have to be.
That's the I'll buy that for a dollar guy. And number five, Chief Quimby.
No.
No, that's from The Simpsons. And also Inspector Gadget. They both
have Chief. Yeah, oh yeah.
They both have Chief Quimby's. Isn't that weird?
Isn't it Mayor Quimby?
Wiggum, Chief Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum,
Mayor Quimby. Bill, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nicely done. You're knocking Drew's record down to 7-3. Ooh, he's not going to like that. he is not going to be pleased with that outcome. But thank you very much, guys. Well done in Robocopus Hypercubus. Let's get back to the show. We just did Billy D's Death in the Movies. We appreciate that. Now it's time for the segment of the people. It's the voice of the people. It's called the Vox Populi.
That's what you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi. Vox Populi. Vox Populi. Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
What you say? What you say?
That's right, guys. You hit us up with your email, cinemacrespoliso@gmail.com. Your movie reviews, topics, questions, whatever you want, and we will read it on the show. And me and Nick are going to split up the duties. So, Nick, I sent you a couple emails. Go ahead and pick one and start reading it, buddy.
Pick one?
Yeah, one of the ones I sent you.
I'll go with the, what is it, the segment of the peeps?
The segment of the peeps. All right, that one's from Doug. Let's hear it.
My dudes, it's been a wild week. I saw three new movies and one old movie in a new way. Ooh. On Monday, I went to the Alamo Draft House in Brooklyn where I caught a silent screening of the OG Mad Max.
What?
While a band called Morricone Youth played a live re-imaging of the score.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It was a totally refreshing way to watch one of my favorites, and I'd highly recommend any similar experience to other cinephiles, especially from... Morricone Youth themselves.
I think that, yeah, Morricone, that's probably a that's an allusion to the guy who did the that guy's name is Ennio Morricone, the Italian
composer
from
that's
the,
cool.
Yeah, so that makes sense that they would, if they're doing movie music, they would name themselves after a composer. Man, that sounds awesome. Mad Max, but with a reimagined score.
live too.
Lucky motherfucker. Good job, Doug. What else did Doug see?
On Thursday, I caught Raw. This film is already pretty notorious, but for those not in the know, it's a French feminist coming-of-age cannibal flick.
Whoa.
Sounds interesting.
Intense. Yeah.
It's definitely going to make my top 10 of the year. Whoa. The two highest points are the over-the-top, but yet still realistic gore and the beautiful score sound design. Solid 8.5 out of 10. See it if you can.
How do you guys feel about really gory movies? Bill?
I don't know. If it's done right, I guess I can enjoy it. But yeah. If it's just like for the sake of like just going over the top,
yeah,
not a fan.
Interesting. How about you, Nick?
It depends on what it's for. Like if it's comedic over the top, sometimes it's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's lame.
So it's context for you.
Again, you can do it right and you can do it wrong.
Yeah.
I felt when it comes to gore for me personally, the more unrealistic it is, the more I'm fine with it. You know, like Kill Bill. Someone gets their arm cut off and then it's like a turn on a fire hydrant full of blood.
Yeah.
I can watch it all day. It's a cartoon.
No, I'm with that. Like you said, like a kind of a comedic effect to it. Yeah. If it's over the top like that, then yeah, it's good.
Right.
Like, either you just kind of find the right...
You got to find the right tone. It's all about the right tone.
It's like when you do like something, the joke where you do it too long and it starts to suck, but then you do it long.
You keep going, it becomes funny again.
Yeah, so kind of like that.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. It comes back around. But if it's violence that's like really intimate, it's like you're realistic.
Yeah.
Like someone getting like a needle in them somewhere. Like
right in their eyeball. Yeah, or something.
I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
I don't need that.
That really gets me. Or if someone like gets hurt, like even like if you even show someone alluding to like... twisting their ankle like really bad and breaking their ankle. I'm like, oh, I get a little like lightheaded from it. It's weird. Yeah. You know, the more realistic it is.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I can actually relate to it.
I can't watch real gore.
Yeah, well, not even real gore. I don't want to watch real gore. Yeah. What is this?
I saw some recreation when I was younger. I remember watching, when I say younger, I was in the 20s. I saw some video.
Nick Schraba is 65 years old, for people who don't know. Yeah.
Looks good for his age.
Looks great for his age. Incredible. Are you kidding me? I hope I look that good when I'm 40. Like, right? 65. Come on. Looks fantastic.
I watched someone, saw some dude die on TV, and I passed out. I was like, ah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I woke up and I was like, whoa, because I couldn't watch. But it was real. It wasn't.
Really?
And it was just watching the dude die, because they had the camera that was following the ambulance crew or whatever.
Yeah.
Got out and was right there, and it showed the guy breathing and then stopped breathing.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Yeah. Whoa. And they were like, all right, he's dead. And I was
just talking about it's making me feel weird.
That is crazy.
It was live. Well, it was downtown. When if you left downtown when it had that bend before 50, and there was a building at that bend, some dude's hauling ass and hit that building head on. So it was even in Orlando and whatever. I was just like, ugh.
You're not supposed to drive into the buildings.
Yeah, no shit.
Damn it.
They moved that building.
They moved the building. It's the building's fault.
Guys,
we got to move this building. It's causing us problems.
That building had it coming. Shouldn't have been standing there.
Well, we'll be careful with this
coming
one.
Coming right out.
This coming of age cannibal flick, surely, then he says that's realistic gore and over the top. So,
called Raw.
Watch out for that. The movie's called Raw.
I think I might check that out.
All right, there you go. What else did you go on with there?
Friday found me at IMAX 3D showing of Ghost in the Shell, which we talked about. Okay. Damn, there were a lot of white people in this movie. Watching Scarlett Johansson say, "My name is
Matogo
Kusanagi."
Kusanagi.
Yeah, there you go.
Close enough.
Really fucking threw me for a loop. I remember you saying that Japanese audiences didn't mind the whitewashing, which definitely made me less angry about it, but this just got to be a little too much at times, especially when giant white ScarJo hugs her little Asian mom. beautifully shot and fun film regardless. Overall, 5 out of 10.
All right. Part of that whitewashing thing, I read this week. The guy who created the original manga.
Yeah.
They ask him about, what do you think about the white actress being cast as the main characters, Matogo Kusanagi, the Japanese character. And he's like, well, to be honest, you know, I didn't write a Japanese character. I wrote a cyborg with a brain inside.
Yeah, I was on Reddit and reading one of the threads that was about this. And a lot of the people were defending it like it's a cyborg. So like she's had many looks throughout the whole series.
Could have any.
So so they were like, it's not a big deal.
It's the brain that changes.
Exactly.
Not the. So
the brain stays the same.
Well, the brain stays the same. It's the shell that changes. Right. Exactly. It's the brain that matters. So the creator was like, you know, I don't see. It's fine if they want to cast her. The character can look any way they want. But then there is still a thing where if you look at Scarlett Johansson in the movie,
yeah,
they gave her a wig.
They did try to make her look.
Yes, they aged her up a little bit. Exactly. They yellow faced her just a bit.
In which case that, you know, takes away.
It bounces the scales back in the other direction of, you know.
I did think it was cool, though, that you, he basically had the same rating as you, as meh.
Yeah, like, meh. Said the same thing. Good looking, fun, good overall. Mm-hmm. You know.
Just like a 5 out of 10.
It really mediocre. Is. My favorite part of Ghost in the Shell might be some of the marketing.
Yeah.
Because it was very enigmatic, cool marketing, which is the movie lends itself to that. Also, I forgot to mention the first time around, beat Takeshi. Mm-hmm. Takeshi Kitano, super popular worldwide, everywhere except for America, one of these guys. He's an actor, singer, director, producer. He's done television. He's done it all. And he's like the old Japanese guy. He's like one of the main dudes in this movie. So it's cool seeing him big. It's his first Hollywood film since Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is fucking weird.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, with the Keanu Reeves movie, correct. Which is about a technology gone wrong again. So maybe it was
perfect. You know, do you think maybe the human race should start paying attention to this reoccurring Hollywood theme?
They should.
No, it's already coming out. Elon Musk is developing in that. He's got this.
Where he's Elon Musk was actually trying to warn people. He's like, beware of AI. It could be our end. It could be our destruction. Yeah, he's trying to stop people. So, but he's also like, I'm going to start building that volcano lair. He tweeted that after he got a rocket to land on his platform. Yeah. He's like, time to build my volcano lair. Back to Doug's email.
The last movie was I saw Personal Shopper after. Which was pretty remarkable. Kristen Stewart definitely carries the film on her back, but the tonal shifts and shortcomings in the script hindered what could have been an interesting movie. 4 out of 10.
Finish it.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry if this got long. Love you, Doug.
Oh, thanks, Doug. We love you too, Doug. Say love you, Doug.
Love you, Doug.
Say love you, Doug, Nick.
Love you, Doug.
There you go. A Personal Shopper, this French film, made a big deal in like the Cannes Film Festival last year and stuff like that. Kristen Stewart movie, but I don't know.
I like her. She's
okay.
She does all right.
She's fine. It depends on the movie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read this one. This email is from Ron, our homie Ron out in LA, our LA correspondent. This email is titled "I'm Too Drunk for This."
Oh, I'm interested. I'm interested in this.
Yeah, so this one's going to be... Oh, boy, listen to this one.
Yeah, Ron!
Oh, man, there he is again.
Steve Etchie is back, Steve Etchie!
Etchie, it doesn't count every time you come through the door.
Yeah, this is still the 10th appearance. This is not appearance number 11.
Number 13!
No. This son of a bitch. This guy is going crazy.
He's lost it.
He has lost it. Ron says, hey, fellas, how's it going today? Hope your show is going great. Remember, he's drunk.
When I read this.
I read this before in Hope.
When you said that, I was like, wait, Edgy? I hope not.
No, Ron. No, Edgy. He's something else. Monday I would be, he'll see a sneak preview I will show never before seen by studio audience. I think Ron had this translated into Japanese and then back into English with the Google translator.
Oh, interesting.
No, I can't tell you about it. Or old white people who washed over us. He washed it. Will get me with their money. The process I watching a movie for them could be tedious.
Wait.
Yeah, I didn't. You following along, guys?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to pretend like I did. But
because a lot of unfinished edits are there, and it's kind of sapphires with a lot of action. All the extra people are there, and the film to get viewers in theaters, and the questionnaire they ask you to fill out. It has things like, should this character be in it or not? So as you fill out this questionnaire, if you feel powerful about shaping this movie. It was a fun experience. I hope to do more. I think it's funny because Chris talking about this movie a lot because he liked the first one. What movie was he talking about?
That could have been from one of your Japanese.
That's crazy, right? The title of the email is "I'm Too Drunk for This." See, he's got the title right.
Dude, here. I like that guy. I want to hang out with him.
Ron's a fun guy.
Dude, I want to party with you, Ron.
He's been here. He's been in studio. He's not done though. Okay, here we go. He continues.
It's not over.
He's drunk. Of course, he's not done.
Of course, he's not. I also saw Ghost in the Shell, although I fell asleep because I saw it at midnight. The movie was not bad. I like how the white splay in Scarlett Johansson's character contextually makes sense now. If you're a big white company, you make big white things. Frankenstein's Monsters was made in his image. The gentlemanly and glamorous Drew probably watched the original show. I did not. There's no magic this anime, so I gave it a pass. But the visuals of this movie remind me of all animes, and that old chief in this movie was badass. So I gave it a good review for anime to screen. But I'm done with Scarlett Johansson and the fucking walk she did. She was walking like she was trying too hard. It really got on my nerves. But I wonder if you always lived in that world, what would you get enhanced? I want to get something that you can't see, that anything maybe like my ears or my butt, so I won't have to strain so hard when I'm drunk. Peace and love, Senpai Ron. There you go. His Ghost in the Shell.
The second part was a lot more coherent.
Yeah. Did he wake up and like finish the email?
That's what it seems like.
But he didn't go back and fix the first one.
He's just like, screw it. You know what? I got respect for that. Respect. He's like, do it. You know,
this is my unedited life. In the Ghost in the Shell story, people, they get cybernetic enhancements, their eyes, their ears, all sorts of things. What would you get cybernetically enhanced?
If I could?
Yeah.
One thing?
Anything. Anything. A whole bunch of things? Would you get a whole bunch of things enhanced? Would you just get everything enhanced?
My memory. My knowledge.
Your brain?
That'd be where I would go.
Brain hard drive? Johnny Mnemonic style?
Just like, yeah. So I'd almost be like the Matrix style where, hey, learn how to fly.
Yeah.
Upload,
like
plug in.
Google in my head, basically.
Yes. Brain Google. You guys want brain Google?
Yeah.
But then what, you're going to invite Google into your brain to get that data?
Not necessarily Google. That's just the example of the knowledge that I want in my head.
Sure, yeah.
Like, to be able to like just like
instant access to information. Mm-hmm. That's how you get information.
Yeah, because no, I would definitely not want to sign the agreement.
Yeah.
To have them in my brain.
In your brain.
No.
Who knows what they're doing? You got to sign that. And then they update the terms and services.
Yeah.
Terms and conditions.
They put all kinds of fake news in it.
You have to hit okay.
See the article I've got open?
Elon Musk wants to merge a computer with the human brain, build a Neuralace, create a direct cortical interface, whatever that might look like. In recent months, the founder of Tesla SpaceX has reportedly hinted at these ambitions, and earlier this week reported that Musk has now launched a company called Neuralink that aims to implant tiny electrodes in the brain that may one day upload and download thoughts. There you go.
I will not sleep today.
That's
where we're going. That's what's happening. That's crazy. All right, thanks. Thanks, Ron. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Nick with Scott's email.
Scott's email.
Yeah, you got that there.
Is that life?
Yes.
Then ghost.
Yep.
Plot life. Plot lies. It's nothing we haven't seen before and done a lot better. It's a solid, creepy, alien gone, kill us all kind of space movie. It was good, but I don't need to ever see it again. Now the rest of this review is pure nitpicking.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Having it set on the ISS was good. Small, intimate, very close proximity to Earth. This indeed amped up the tension. Sorry, I'm horrible at reading, by the way.
Oh, boy.
But if NASA used a cam seven astronauts into, if NASA used to cram seven astronauts into a space shuttle for its various mission, it seems hard to believe that the bigger ISS had a crew of only six for a mission of this magnitude. Literally, the world was watching, and so many people were told, in parentheses, recognize the possibility of catastrophic danger, and yet only six? I just checked. There are currently six people aboard the ISS. Maybe that's typical for whatever sciencey stuff they're doing up there right now, but for this mission, this threat potential, such a meager crew seems rather incredible. What are you doing? I hate that they eventually gave the alien a face. It was so much more creepy and meaning and menacing when it was merely a big, strong, smart, single-celled starfish-looking dude trying to survive. It wasn't evil; it was just trying to be. But when this got a face, when it got a face, that made it sinister.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's I was thinking about that the other day. In this movie, Life, it's about an alien that, you know, it takes over. It's killing all these people on the International Space Station. And for a while, it's just like this weird shape thing. It's strange looking and it looks alien. It looks, you know, weird.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, it evolves to that's a bigger a
starfish.
Point.
That makes me think Stranger Things.
Sort of. It's like a floppy starfish sort of thing, sort of. But then it's...
I was thinking of Patrick from SpongeBob. So I was not like... It wasn't menacing at all. I was just like...
That'd be a circle, but no, that's not what happened. But there was, at one point, it does have a face in it, and you see its face a lot. It even has like eyes and a mouth, and it's like, what? So, I don't know. It was kind of dumb looking. But anyway, keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That does sound like Stranger Things when you described it like that.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a Stranger Things type thing.
So he continues to say they made it into an actual villain, and that was a dumb movie in my opinion. In my humble opinion. But I like that it ended how it ended. Mostly because... as the end game was playing out, I muttered to myself, it'd be better if blank, and that exactly was what happened. 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Alright, we appreciate that, the review of Life. Nick, Life, you haven't?
Never, I guess you never heard of it.
You don't really watch TV or anything, right?
Sorry for the giggling, that was because Chris was over here taking pictures. He was taking pictures of me.
This is the photo shoot portion of the show. I use this time to do all the promotional pictures.
It's like sneaky, but not sneaky.
I need something to put on Instagram, guys. No, I'm not used to it.
Nick knows. You know how to tune it out.
Nick, back in the day when he was on SBK Live days,
these guys would be sitting around the table recording, and I'd be in just behind them, just like taking pictures of all different angles and shit.
The little candids.
And they'd have to like ignore me as I was just like on top of them.
It's the meme king.
But then I was like putting them shit.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man.
It's promotion.
If Chris was allowed, he would completely speak in memes.
I try to via text. I try to communicate via meme. All right, you know what?
What's that?
Would you want me to continue reading for you, Nick, or do you want to go? You want to go? It's up to you.
I don't know. Do you want to hear me struggle through it, or you want to?
I can do it. I'll take over for the ghost of the show. He's got only one more review because that he just did Life, and then Ghost in the Shell. Then a Crespo Dome battle. Ooh, fun. I didn't look at this email ahead of time. I just saw him. I just forwarded him along. Ghost of the Show. I bet you he says the same thing. I didn't read this. I bet you he says the same thing I did and Doug did.
I'm willing to bet.
In terms of being like, it's good, but...
Yeah.
Or it's bad, but...
Probably be some mentioning of the whitewashing, too.
Right. Let's see. Ooh.
That'd be 3 for 3.
It would be 3 for 3. Which means we're all just a bunch of nerdy internet movie dudes who think alike, which is why they're listening to the show. Ghost in the Shell. 20 years ago, my friend's computer tower had a Ghost in the Shell sticker on it. This completes my knowledge of the source material.
Okay, well, he might not have the same idea.
Fair enough. Corporations run amok in the future. Yeah, we get it. Bad guy wants a punish corporation for their amokness. Yeah, we get it. Scarjo and spandex are thrown into the mix. Fine, whatever. I thought it was okay.
he got to the same idea, but a different
in
way.
In a different way. But,
yeah. That's good. That breaks up from it. Everybody calling it whitewashing because he didn't know. Well, so that's like the first person we've heard who had zero knowledge about the movie. So that didn't bother him.
Yeah, and I don't think he even brings it up here.
And it still manages to be just okay.
And it was just okay. He thought it was fine, whatever. Because he seems to think it was very rote. But he says, but then a weird thing happened. Honestly, I've never left a theater feeling so meh about a movie while still kind of wanting to see more. What I liked was the whole dynamic of the Section 19, from Major to her partner to their boss, that other guy, the other chick. I really liked them. I wouldn't mind seeing that crew going around on more, better missions. That might be fun. On second thought, Law and Order, Ghost in the Shell is a terrible idea. Stand I'd say no, I watched it though. Well, then he'd be interested to know that they did turn it into a TV show. This is a Ghost in the Shell show. What are you doing?
Glasses.
Oh, just glasses. I don't worry about that.
Yeah, that was how I, before I saw the movie,
show?
Yeah, that's how I first got introduced to it.
So that sounds like something that he might be into. Yeah. He's not a big fan of this movie.
Definitely give more depth.
Animated, though. Mm-hmm. But maybe he likes animated. Let's see. Regarding the 3D, apart from the amazing cityscape shots, the 3D is worthless. That's kind of what I was saying. The color palette is already very dark, and the glasses only dampen it more. That's true. The action scenes don't make use of the 3D much at all, so if you want to see a handful of really awesome 3D, but not much else the rest of the time, go ahead and splurge. 2.5 stars out of 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody seems to have the same idea with it.
Pretty crazy.
It's like, meh.
Pretty crazy. So there you go. I mean, 3 separate sources all saying the same thing, so take that for what you will. Crespo Dome Battle. Ooh, if you don't know what... All right. I'm going to give you 4 things. You have to seed them 1 through 4. And then, oh my God, he wants us to do a tournament bracket. Okay.
It is the final 4, so.
Nick, can you Google Ghost in the Shell Spider Tank? because I want you guys to see a picture of this thing. Okay, but there's a giant spider. Just imagine a giant, like, 60-foot spider in Kong Skull Island.
Okay.
Nothing special about it, just a giant spider. Just a
giant spider.
Okay. Spider Pig in The Simpsons Movie. Okay, remember yes. Spider Pig? Uh-huh. Steampunk spider mech from Wild Wild West. Remember the giant spider robot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got those three things, and then the spider tank in Ghost in the Shell. Do you see a picture of it there? It's a weird tank thing with like legs. It's one of the cooler parts of the movie for sure. Actually, the spider tank at the end is a badass looking, very intimidating machine. Are you finding anything? Or are you...
What do you want? Spider tank?
Yeah. Well, is that a tank? Yeah, look at that thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty badass.
Right. Okay, so the spider tank, a giant real spider, a giant mech spider,
or a spider pig.
Rank them 1 through 4. Which one's the best?
Spider pig.
Number 2. You got number 2. Which one are there out there? Spider pig's number 1, guaranteed. Number 2.
I don't know. I think I'd go with the giant spider from Kong Island.
A real spider, which leaves us with the mech spider and then the spider tank, 3 and 4.
The Wild Wild West one's last place.
Okay, so you want to say for number 1, spider pig, number 2, giant spider, number 3, spider tank, number 4, spider mech.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so 1 versus 4, if spider pig versus the steampunk spider mech robot, who would win in that fight?
Spider pig.
Yeah.
Spider pig? Undoubtedly, no
like Spider-Man.
How would win?
Haven't you ever watched a Spider-Man movie?
Yeah,
he would use his web.
Spider-Pig.
He would pick web it up and knock him over. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, he's got Homer on his side, and Homer
does. He does have Homer.
Usually
on his
ends up winning, though he loses throughout the whole way.
Homer since Aunt May. okay, and your 2 versus 3 then is the spider tank versus the giant spider. Who would win in that one?
Oh man,
the giant spider is gigantic, but the spider tank has
probably the spider.
How big is that spider tank?
I would probably go with the spider tank.
Spider tank. Okay, so now final battle: spider tank versus spider pig. Who wins?
I mean, I think it's a no-brainer.
Spider pig.
Exactly.
Spider pig rules all. Damn, spider pig.
Nobody can hurt spider pig.
All right, don't think.
I mean, that tank, does it run by itself? I mean, I'm pretty
Homer
sure.
Homer helps him, yeah.
Pretty sure.
Homer's got to hold up the whole time.
Anything that has even an iota of AI in it or is like human run, how's it going to not stop what it's doing when it sees such a cute little fella?
Oh, you think
it's
too?
Just going to melt his heart.
And it's not going to realize that it's a spider pig and it's going to destroy him because it's special powers.
Well, I thought this was...
Because it's so cute. It's like, and then it kills him.
I thought it was like a family movie, so...
It is. It's a PG-13 movie. Homer, they showed Bart's penis at one
point. That doesn't count as child porn?
No, because it's a little hand-drawn yellow penis? No.
This is a little kid, though.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's really weird, guys.
So South Park did it.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But it was rated R, though, wasn't it? Simpsons was PG-13.
It was in an episode.
Yeah,
was on an episode. It was on TV. It's even worse.
Yeah, it was like in a couple episodes last season.
The show
in
Dong on South Park.
Yeah, Butters like.
They show balls.
I don't know if they showed his wiener though. Did they?
I know they're pretty dumb.
A little kid wiener, but then it's just like a little.
They showed.
Right, a little drawing.
Why can't I think of his name? It's stupid.
Cartman.
Butters.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama. No, that's Family Guy.
What are you talking about?
No, South Park. No, it's Family Guy.
South Park.
Where they put a magnifying glass in front of him.
Like a bunch of magnifying
glasses.
Cartman.
Yeah.
Cartman did it, yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like a Looney Tunes.
It was like
cartoon.
The Grinch.
Yeah.
Was it like
or, no, 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 you're right. Looney Tunes.
Man, we were so confused.
Yeah. I'm a little high. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. That's it for the Vox Populi. Let's get into our movie news segment.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during
and
their romantic
opens
Caribbean
up about
getaway.
Navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right, guys. It's the movie news segment. Crespo, so movie news. We're going to talk about Hollywood beach bods. the biggest celebrity divorces. What's going on with the flipper-flop couple, Christina and Tarek? So what's going on with them? But most importantly, we need a Justin Bieber update. Bill, Hurricane Bill, what's up with the Biebs?
I'm pretty sure he's just douching it up somewhere where I wish I was with a bunch of hot women.
Okay.
I second that.
And Nikki confirms independent confirmation of the Biebs update. The first ever independent confirmation. Thank you so much, guys. That's our Biebs update. Now let's talk about some quick movie news. I said we were going to talk about Chips real quick. The dude who was in Chips, the TV show, not Eric Estrada.
There's other people in it? I thought those were just paid extras.
Exactly, no, the other guy. Larry Wilcox is his name. No one ever remembers his name. And that's why he wasn't asked to cameo in the Chips movie.
Oh, that's kind of screwed up.
No one cares about it.
Yeah, but that's true. I wouldn't have known who it was.
So. But we know Eric Estrada.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is why Eric Estrada has a cameo in the Chips movie. So Larry Wilcox, first off, he's mad that he wasn't asked to be in it. And then he saw the movie. And then he doesn't like the movie. He's like, it's all
about it. Well, of course he doesn't like it. He wasn't in it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So then, and now he's out.
He's not getting the check. Of course he's not going to like it.
And now he's out there shitting all over it. And he's like, he's all mad with
Eric Estrada.
Especially
when he saw Eric in it.
He should change his name to Larry Morton's because he sounds salty to
me. Oh! Oh!
Where is it?
I got that one. Or I could have played this one. I could have
hot done, takes, man.
Or I could have done this one. I gotta get better at this. I'm working on it.
Yeah, hey, it's okay.
So he's all pissy about it, and he's all pissy at Eric Estrada. But fuck him.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much how that went.
But fuck him.
Hey, you know, maybe you should have given him a better, more memorable performance.
Yes, he should have been better.
I should have been better with that sentence.
Just like
you're making me feel much better.
Just like you should have been better at that sentence. He should have been better at not being just the other guy from Chips. We talk about the Smurfs, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, we brought him up.
I also mentioned Israel.
Yes, you did mention Israel.
They're in the top 10 downloads of Cinema Crest Media for the month.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Getting a lot of overseas bumpage, huh?
I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on. I don't think it has to do with the Smurfs, though, but I'm bringing up the Smurfs again for a reason. This is interesting, guys.
Well, it's the Smurfs and Israel we brought up.
Well, they got a movie. No. It debuted at the AVNs. The Smurfs movie. The Smurfs, The Lost Village, is coming out. Uh-huh. And it's coming out worldwide, just like all these movies do. And they're marketing it in Israel. But there are certain towns in Israel that are very Orthodox religious. And they're not even allowed to have images of women. Like, in their advertising, men cannot look at images of Smurfette? Other women. No Smurfette has been cut out of all the marketing for the Smurfs movie.
What about the movie itself?
Ah, no, she's...
So how do they see it?
Hypocrisy.
Yeah,
they still see the movies.
If they're not allowed
to see it, oftentimes they'll just see them in the privacy of their own homes secretly instead of going to the movie theater. Yes, but when it comes to marketing, ads, like they can't get away from walking down the street. PR companies will like acquiesce to them and still they'll cut the women out of the marketing. So, for example, The Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence, when they put out the fourth one, Catching Fire or Hunger, whatever, Part 2, Mockingjay Part 2, they cut her out of all the posters, Jennifer Lawrence, and they put in pictures of like a crown on fire or a throne or some shit. Wonder Woman, starring Gal Gadot, who is from Israel, she's Israeli, in these markets where they can't look at women, Wonder Woman won't be on the poster of her own movie.
What, be like the W?
It's Chris Pine, because he's a co-star in the movie. They're going to put Chris Pine on all the Wonder
Woman
posters.
The cover of Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's that poster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot, their own homegrown movie star, Gal Gadot, conquering the world. Like, no, we can't look at images of her. It's crazy. It's crazy, right? Religion.
Yeah,
religion.
I mean...
Religion's wild stuff.
There's a lot of stupid people.
There are a lot of... Nick, yes, thank you. There are a lot of stupid people. There's one right here. Got a new toy.
Hey, man, that's
rude. I haven't gotten
over
it.
I don't think I'm that dumb.
No, Bill. Oh, no.
It's still right here.
No, that's the wrong button. That's not what I was going to do. No, that's not the wrong button. That's
toys.
That's the listenership of this episode after all that. Fucking around. It just crumbled. All right, let's see. It's getting on here with the. You know what's next? I'll tell you guys what's next. This is for real. We need to play this one.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
That's right. Here we go, guys. It is time for the lightning round, Bill. I have 10 questions. I'm going to need 10 answers. I'm going to ask them to you quick.
Okay.
You give me the first answer that comes to mind, and then we're moving on.
Okay.
All right. Nick, start that clock.
Oh, the clock.
Exactly. Just say go.
Oh, go.
It's a podcast, man. Theater of the mind. A giant clock behind you. Pull the lever behind you.
My clock's going, right, man.
Pull the giant... Right, ready? What people don't know is there's a giant lever that Drew pulls every week, and it releases a marble that then goes down a slide and hits a cup of water.
That's what all this is.
It hits a cup of water that falls into another cup that hits up a lever that starts a cuckoo clock. The cuckoo clock then hits another lever. It starts a pan, and then the egg gets cracked and starts cooking the egg. Then once the egg is overcooked, it sets off the fire alarm. That sets off another thing. And all right, here you go.
It's a big to do.
It takes a long time. I should have told you to hit it an hour ago. Nick, start the clock.
Go.
Number one, Bill, who does number two work for?
Dr. Evil.
Number two, would you ever cook up a story and drop us in a meat grinder?
Yes, I would.
Number three, who is better, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman?
Frosty.
Which is worse, the McFlurry or the Frosty?
McFlurry.
Ah, number five. Can you hum Hey Jealousy?
Not right now.
Number six. What's Dirty Diana about?
A slutty lady.
Ooh. Number seven. Do facts matter?
Yes.
Number eight. What is Meatloaf's real name?
Meatloaf.
Oh, he cut it down. He made it easier. Meatloaf. Number nine. What's up with pork futures?
I heard the stock's rising.
Oh, okay. And number 10, who are you going to call?
Probably Ghostbusters.
Most likely, right? I mean, that's what I would call. This brings us to the end of the show. It means it's swag bag time. Nick, we got some bags right next to you. Watch what we got. Two bags, right? A red one and kind of a purplish one. Bill, choose one of these two bags. Which one do you think you may want to go home
well,
with?
Well, when I had my 24th birthday at the Mystery Theater, I didn't trust magenta, so I'm going red.
Red, all right. Give me the red bag here. I'm going to go ahead and break it out for you. Let's see what we got. Yeah, oh, this is good stuff. Nick, here. Actually, you go ahead, Nick. Take out things one by one. And let Bill know what he is getting to go home with today, because I got to do this.
What?
Go ahead.
All right. 68 stickers of pizza cards.
Oh, what? Pizza stickers? Shit. What?
There are 16 scented pizza slices included.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
That is so cool. All
right, what else we got?
Next, we have...
Oh, shit.
A oil tin of sludge. Silly sludge. Oh, to be exact. I say Oilton, right?
Oilton. Yeah. It's like a barrel.
Yeah,
a
silly barrel. Sludge. That looks pretty cool.
It's black silly sludge. Do not eat it.
Are you sure? Is it toxic?
No, I'm not sure, actually.
Do not eat. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, it says do not eat?
It says first thing it says. All right.
Well, okay. I guess I will listen to that.
Don't eat the black silly sludge.
A gun keychain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. See, it's one of these, actually.
It says, try me.
All right.
Oh, that's making a sound.
There you go. What else is there? What else we got?
A bunch of stickers.
Oh, nice. Bunch of stickers.
All right.
Cinema Crest stickers.
I've been eating those.
Some business cards.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
And last but not least.
Yes, queen.
A triple pack DVD of 633 Squadron. I told you. The Bridge at Remain and Devil's Brigade.
Awesome. There you go. That is awesome.
Three pack of war movies. Bill, you can take all that home.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Or.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
50-50.
Or.
I just heard.
You looked up. I thought it had another itchy invasion.
No, I heard itchy laugh itchy from the other room.
Or. You take this bag. Or we put it away and you take what is in the box right over here. Nick, go ahead. Pick up that big old box.
Not what's in the box.
That's right. It's a what's in the box scenario.
Oh, you got me.
Here we go. Look at that, buddy. So you can take. You know what's in this. You know exactly what's in this bag.
It's a big box.
Or you can take what's in the box. It's up to you.
What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Stay with the bag.
Stay with the bag already. There you go. Put it away. Put the box away. Put the box away. Yeah. Yep, put it away.
I can't see what's in
the box. No, Nick, you can see it later after Bill leaves. You can see. Yeah. As a co-host, you get co-host privileges.
Oh, sweet.
Means you got to see what he turned out.
Because I want to know what's in that fucking box.
Yeah,
I
don't. Are you listening what's in the bag?
Yeah, I don't know what's in the bag.
Are you listening for Silly Sludge?
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, was, oh, you're blocking. So yeah. No, we'll do it later. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
No, he's posing for a picture.
Oh, here we got the pictures, man. I took the pictures already.
With his bio. No, don't look at Chris go crazy for his camera.
Here we go. Like, wait. I got, like, what? And I got to turn off the, I got the porn going. Turn that off. So happy. Look at that with a big smile.
Ah, another photo for the site. There you go. Good job.
And a rando chair in the background.
And that's going to be a meme in 24 hours.
I'm going to meme you up.
I'm cool with being internet famous.
Internet, that's what we're all working for.
Exactly.
Hurricane Bill, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
I had a good time, man.
I had a blast.
We'll be doing it again for sure. Nick, thank you for filling in for Jordan.
Done?
Yes, we are done. This is the end of the show, buddy.
I was tickled.
Oh, we were going to talk about Tickle. No.
You made me watch this crazy ass fucking documentary for no reason.
It's a crazy documentary, right?
Yeah.
People should watch Tickled.
You got.
Oh, man.
Oh, I forgot all about it. And we're at the 2-hour mark. I'm sorry, Nick.
I was going to start looking up for competitive tickling spots.
It'll be part of the bonus episode. Oh, we'll do another bonus episode.
And she told me about
that. We're talking about documentaries in general, because we talk about a whole bunch of documentaries, actually, and Zoo.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That was just the worst. I told you I shouldn't have watched that. That was horrible.
We're gonna do a bonus episode. Dude, you and me, disgusting. Nick. All right.
It was actually. Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Whatever.
Well, I'll make it up to you. We'll bonus make content it up.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for downloading for the show. We appreciate
you
it.
Ever seen Zoo?
No,
it's fucked up.
I'm gonna check it out though. You guys made me interested.
There you go. All right, we're gonna be back. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
Horse stick is dangerous.
Horse stick is dangerous.
Oh, man.
Careful with that horse stick.
Good way to end.
For real. For real. For real.
Crappy country.
The question is, what genre of music does the band Sugar Ray play? Nick says,
like Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. You say crappy. What'd you say?
Crappy country music.
Crappy country. Country is correct. Good job, Bill. Country is correct.
Useless knowledge.
Use of your useless knowledge, Bill. An inflatable arm cuff is used to diagnose what in a person?
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure is correct. High blood pressure. Yes, very good. Okay. What baseball pitcher is nicknamed the Big Unit?
The Big Unit?
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson is correct.
I don't know.
Who was the lead singer for the Monkees who played tambourine?
Josh Wellington.
Davy Jones?
Yes, Davy Jones. Bill's killing it. Do the stripes on the flag of Italy run horizontally or vertically?
Vertically.
Vertically.
That is correct. Good job, Nick. How many legs does an arachnid have?
Eight.
That's a tie. How many degrees are there in a circle?
360.
Yeah. How many? Which has more teeth, a dog or a cat?
Cat.
That's incorrect. It's a dog. True or false? Yeah, in Indiana, is it illegal to ride public transportation and play chess? True or false?
True.
False.
It is false.
I figured you'd ask for some stupid.
That's the first round of questions I gotta ask. And there's also a word jumble. You guys wanna do a word jumble real quick?
A word? No. Alright. I'm horrible at spelling. I can't.
You're horrible at spelling? It would be. Check this
out.
No, I'm practicing my questions for tonight on you guys. Take that. And we need some pens.
I got a marker.
Marker.
Works.
All right, guys. Tonight's word jumble. I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to give you 6 letters. You write them down, and then you have to rearrange them to make the letter. I'm also going to give you a hint. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Your first letter is W, as in whale. O, as in over. R, as in Randy Johnson. S, as in Sharaba. E, as in echo. B, as in Bill. Rearrange those letters to make a word. Your hint is, I love to do this on Park Avenue.
Browse
is correct. Good job, Nick. I mean, Bill.
Good job, Nick.
I'm looking at Thank Nick. As a good job. Congratulating Bill. Well done, Browse. Yeah, there you go. That's how you do the word jumble, guys. Except everyone writes it down. I don't like it. People don't holler from the crowd. It's way more, a little more calm, and it's supposed to take longer.
Yeah.
The point is, these 30 questions are supposed to take about 90 minutes. What does Giga stand for? What number does Giga stand for?
A million?
A billion. Ah, 1 billion. Dang. There you go. I got an emergency. I'm doing an emergency trivia show at the patio tonight at the Wink Shack on Michigan.